City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits. Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's 7 after the hour. Time for our Talk Radio Review for this week, the week of June 22nd, 23rd, 24th, 25th, and 26th. So you're listening to this program as we enter or go through the weekend. This is a review of the top 10 stories and the people list as published by Talkers Magazine. They do their research every week, and you can find this list published at talkers.com. We also find Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, pretty much everything talk, and they're related to the talk industry, the news talk business. At the helm here, Jennifer Horn from the DJV program, Victoria Keelan from the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen. We'll do our commentary and work our way up through the list from number 10 to number 1. The dust cloud that I have talked about. I don't know if anybody else has heard the conversation about this or you really know what's going on, but there was a huge dust storm that got started in the Sahara. And one person told me, ladies, that this is how the earth changes its appearance. These sorts of things, you're looking back on the history, our planet is almost 5 billion years old. And so there have been, over the course of 5 billion years, many different things that have shaped this rock. And one of them has been the climate change and where the position of deserts. For example, most of North America used to be a desert back a couple of billion years ago. And the South America and Africa didn't even exist. So as time changes, climate changes, realities of where the desert, whatever, all this stuff changes. As a matter of fact, Europe used to be a desert, too, at one point in time. So this dust cloud has grabbed onto, or maybe better put, the jet stream is doing a reverse, almost, kind of the way the planets are in retrograde. So all this dust that was in the desert has been captured and is moving across the Atlantic, and probably by the first of the week, looks like the environment in all the southeastern states, Florida, Georgia, Mississippi, Alabama, across to even into Louisiana, you're going to be covered by this film, this dust that's basically sand from the desert. And it's using the same trail as the hurricanes do. You know, they all start in the way over on the African side of the Atlantic, and they travel across.
Carried in the atmosphere, right? Steam.
Yeah, right. Yep. So look for that. Number 9.
Can't wait for a gigantic dust cloud.
Dust storm, yeah.
It's been an easy year so far, so why not?
Yeah, right, exactly. Well, I mean, all those people that are partying at the beaches in Florida without masks on and without paying attention to what is really going on, who knows? They probably won't even pay. They won't even know they got hit by this dust, as it were. Number 9, the House Judiciary hearings. I must admit that I don't really understand all
of
this.
Did you see this?
Back and forth. I've seen a lot of hoopla about it, but who's zooming who here? Whom?
Okay, so the House Judiciary hearing that happened this week was chaotic. First of all, it was in the Judiciary Committee, which is the committee that handled the impeachment. So it's kind of a redo. If you missed your favorite cast of characters from the impeachment hearing, they're all back. Jerry Nadler and Doug Collins, perfect. Louis Gohmert. So what happened is there was a whistleblower who's a former deputy attorney general at the Justice Department. He contends that Roger Stone and Michael Flynn got an easier time of it because of their connection with Trump. And so, of course, when Democrats heard this, they wanted to have a hearing. So they had this guy come in, and he started his testimony, and apparently he was allowed to just go as long as he wanted. They weren't following the parliamentary rules of 5 minutes or however long it was supposed to be. So then Republicans take issue with it, and Louis Gohmert starts hitting something. I mean, it was like this. Throughout the guy's whole testimony, he's tapping. Tap, 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 tap as the guy's talking. And so finally, then Jerry Nadler addresses it, and then Doug Collins gets in on the mix, and he starts yelling about how you can't just have a hearing without parliamentary procedure, and the sergeant of arms was called in. It was very, very chaotic. I don't know. It was crazy to watch. It was actually kind of funny. And to answer the question about whether or not Michael Flynn or Roger Stone received preferential treatment, I think it's difficult to make that case, and I'm not a lawyer, but, I mean, they used amphibious vehicles and, like, frogmen to go into Roger Stone's home and drag him out of the house while CNN cameras were watching all of this. He would have turned himself in. He wasn't a flight risk. I don't know that he was gone, that people went easy on him. With Michael, and he's going to jail, by the way. And with Michael Flynn, he has $6 million in legal fees. His reputation has been totally ruined. His family was totally pressured. He lost everything. So to suggest that they got an easy pass, I don't know. Part two of number nine on the list are the Flynn charges, of course, which should have been dismissed. The judge in the case has not done that yet, but D.C. District Court of Appeals ruled 2-1 that Judge Emmett Sullivan needs to drop the charges against Michael Flynn.
Number eight, the relationship we have with China. I must say I'm concerned or confused about where we are. I don't see any real activity here at trying to bring our businesses back to America, incentivizing companies and people. We have to have some business relationship for sure.
Actually, there was a development in this that didn't get very much reported.
I didn't see it.
Yeah, the Pentagon this week actually released a list of the 20 companies that are aiding the Chinese military. So they went through some of the American companies here that are helping. Huawei is on the list, by the way.
Yeah,
and
of course.
Uh-huh. That's the communications company.
Yeah.
But I think this is really important, and actually, as a lot of people are saying, long overdue in trying to figure out what American businesses are propping up some of these Chinese military companies. So, yeah. I can send you the list for sure.
Yep, I want to see the list. But I want to go through it.
To speak to what you were talking about, Doug, with moving stuff out of China, a lot of European companies, because, you know, I follow a lot of tech news,
yeah.
A lot of European companies have already begun the infrastructure of yanking stuff, business out of China. They're moving to Vietnam. They're moving to parts of East Asia, the Philippines, and I think that's kind of going to be the trend that, and I don't know about American companies yet, I don't know that the incentive is going to be to come back to America because it is so much more expensive here, but I do think we will probably follow suit and follow a lot of the EU countries and maybe move businesses to, we have a good relationship with Vietnam. A decent relationship with the Philippines.
Yes.
So I think that that's probably where we'll
Laos,
see our
Cambodia,
business going.
All those from the war days in the 60s, we've rebuilt the countries anyway, so we might as well. And they have actually good feelings for Americans now. After we destroyed their countries, then we go back in and build them up, and they have good. It's pretty much the same thing that happened with, if you look at Japan, after World War II, we rebuilt their country, and now we have pretty good relationships, for the most part, with them. I don't see the relationship with China getting better, frankly. I don't, especially with the current leadership. And if you believe what you read, the people that are underneath this guy are worse than he is. So you gotta wonder what is the world gonna be like, with even more, strictness. The people in China are getting very restless. That you hear from any number of sources. They just don't like what's going on. And when the unemployment rates go up over there, as they have here, they'll really start to get restless. So they have their own problems for sure over there. The psychology of the number seven, Michael keeps putting psychology in there. The psychology of, I take it to mean, and you can take it any way you want to, how our psychology is being changed by the fear in the news media. The fear-based thinking, the fear-based stories, everything is bad, the world's coming to an end. I think
that what he
raises
means?
Itself. I don't know
because
what he means.
Because the psychology stories that I've seen are studies on the psychology of isolation, people feeling lonely,
yeah.
people
yeah.
feeling disconnected from families. Like that's the psychology, there's a new study every day that I come across.
I understand that. I feel a little depressed myself being separated from my family. I don't really feel like, although I'm sort of making my plans for a couple of months from now, I was going to go, and then I decided not to go to the West Coast.
Yeah.
And that's I get that. I think.
But you know, a new study that I literally just read 2 days ago said that after they polled people in who are isolated, single, older people, that they expected the rates of isolation and depression to be really high, and actually it turns out it was surprisingly low because of technology, because of these grandparents and parents who are
FaceTime
living alone,
and stuff. Mm.
FaceTime, Zoom. They said that they actually had more interaction with seeing their kids on screen and friends and doing social Zooms and things like that, that they actually felt like they were even more connected than ever, even though nothing can replace being physically in the presence of your loved ones. But for the most part, they actually found that that psychology study was kind of surprising, which is good news because the last thing we need are, you know, depressed old people who are feeling isolated.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Number six here is the current status of education in our country. People beginning to realize that, as with the police, there needs to be a revamping. Pretty much, I think parents now have gotten closer to what really is going on in school, and a lot of parents don't like the educational, the priorities, if you will, the way things are being taught, what's being taught, parents becoming aware of what isn't being taught, and that's part of this situation here. Kids just aren't learning. They aren't learning when they're in school. They aren't learning now with the tutorials and all of the technology. And so a lot of people feel the same about education. And I've started that, talking about, you want to rework the police, rework all public service. You're paying for it, so rework it. So I don't know what you ladies have heard about the educational situation, but
My friends who are teachers are, you know, obviously they're frustrated because there are certain kids who need extra attention, and so the upside from what they've said is that kids who want to move a little faster are actually they're able to do that because they're working on their own time frame at home, and so that's been good for those kids who aren't feeling like they have to sit and go slower because other kids in the class don't really understand the material. Now, on the other hand, the kids who don't understand the material that well need a lot more attention.
In the desk.
And it's the gap. Now, this is not even a socioeconomic gap. This is just within the same classroom of, you know, of the same school. But when you really look at, like, the socioeconomic dearth that has been created by this distance learning, the kids with money and the kids with schools that have money are really progressing well. And on the other end, kids from struggling public schools who maybe don't have, you know, have spotty internet service at home, don't have a parent who can help them with the homework, those kids are falling really far behind.
Yep. Something has to be examined. Up next, a focus on the economy at number five on our story list from Talkers Magazine this week on the Countdown Review.
There's no question vitamin D supports a healthy immune system. And there's no question millions of Americans are deficient in vitamin D. The only question is, why aren't you taking Advanced Vitamin D from Purity Products? Advanced D is doctor-formulated with a clinically validated 5,000 units of vitamin D3, plus immune-supporting cofactors magnesium, zinc, and boron. And best of all, try Purity's best-selling Advanced D today for less than $20. That's right. Get your 30-day starter bottle of Advanced Vitamin D for only $19.95. And when you call right now, you'll get free shipping plus a free ultra pure fish oil. Don't go around deficient in vitamin D any longer. To claim your Advanced D, visit PurityD.com. That's PurityD.com. Or call 1-800-484-5947. That's 1-800-484-5947. One more time slowly, 1-800-484-5947.
In these unprecedented times, a lot of companies have changed the way they do business. MyPillow has changed their production to provide masks for hospitals. They still want you to get the best sleep of your life, though, and maybe you've noticed it's time to upgrade your sheets and pillows. Right now, they have buy one, get one free pricing on Supima MyPillows, Giza Dream Sheets, MyPillow Towels, Roll and Go Anywhere Pillows, Duvet Covers, Giza Pillowcases, Bolster Pillows, and Neck Pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV when you check out. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free, plus he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, sheets, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Use promo code DJV when checking out at MyPillow.com. Give your linen closet a makeover at MyPillow.com, and remember to use promo code DJV. That's promo code DJV.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Streed. From minimally invasive techniques with tiny incisions to the use of robots, there have been a lot of surgical advances. But one of the biggest is something that happens before the patient ever gets into the operating room. 3D modeling has been a huge advance in terms of surgical planning.
Even the best of us have a hard time converting two-dimensional slices from a CT scan or an MRI into a 3D model in our heads and not losing detail. And this takes that out of our hands and makes us actually able to hold a physical object that we can spin around. Interestingly, it often turns up little quirks of the patient's anatomy that we might not have noticed on the 2D that actually change the course of the surgery.
Dr. Karthik Balakrishnan says the future holds other promising uses for 3D modeling.
We're actually looking at 3D printing things to be implanted into patients. So 3D printing custom endotracheal tubes, 3D printing stents, 3D printing implants.
For Mayo Clinic Radio, I'm Joel Streed.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. When you turn to Rocket Mortgage, we can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so now is a great time to call 8338-ROCKET. And if you need some extra money, a cash-out refinance could give you that financial boost you're looking for. Call today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This is the Talk Radio Review. Unfortunately, we don't have a place for the Tiger. What's the name of that show?
Tiger King.
Tiger King.
Tiger King. The ladies are talking about that.
Should be number one trending on this list forever.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, right. All right, we are going through the trending stories, the top 10 stories, according to the research done by the folks at Talkers Magazine. List printed every week at talkers.com. We've gone from number 10 to number 6. Number 5 is the economy. What, 40 million people are out of work? Unemployment rate is over 14%. Do either of you know someone who was unemployed because of the virus and now has gone back to work? Or most
no,
of the people you
I know
still?
I know people who are still. My sister-in-law was furloughed. My brother lost his job. A lot of our friends have
lost, like it's not going to be, he doesn't have a job to go back to at some point?
Maybe next year, I don't know.
Wow.
But, I don't know. So, yeah, we have a lot of friends
who work
lot of friends who work in the service industry, and we just ran into, we just got takeout from one of the restaurants in the little village where we live, and we, for the first time, they have outdoor seating now available, And so, outdoor dining, I should say. And so our favorite bartender, we ran into him and we hadn't seen him in months, so we didn't know what had happened. And his other job besides working as a bartender was he's a car dealer. He works at a car dealership. So mm-hmm. we know the car dealerships got shut down immediately. So both of his sources of income were completely obliterated. And so he has been working construction. He's been working on job sites for the last
good.
Couple of months to keep some money coming
job.
In.
Yeah.
So in his, you know, we were happy for him that it wasn't, you know, a total wash, but there are other friends of ours in the service industry who just, you know, they mm-hmm. just weren't able to come back yet. So it's tough.
Yep. How about you, Jennifer? You know anybody who is on the beach and still is or has gone
you
back
know,
to work?
I really, of all my friends, I mean, I have friends who are teachers who got sent home, but they're still working. I have another friend who worked in, like, a medical office, and she got sent home and had her schedule cut to, like, 3 days a week instead of five, but they still paid her at the same rate, so she was loving life.
That's
so
good.
I really don't know anybody who lost their job because of COVID. Most of my friends just kept working, but just working from home for the most part.
Yeah, there you go. All right, number four this week on the countdown is a focus on the presidential race. What I want to know, whether this is fake news or real news, I saw a story suggesting that Trump told Sean Hannity this week that he expects Joe Biden is going to beat him in November. The story is from the Daily Beast.
Yeah, I would not pay too much attention to that.
So how do they get away with that? Then, if it's, I mean, they are quoting supposedly, how can they be that blatant if in fact it's not? They say during a town hall meeting, Trump fell back on his well-worn attack lines against the Democrats, blah, 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 blah.
It's a lot closer. There's a lot of polling that's coming out right now from all different sources that show Joe Biden with pretty significant leads in not only in the national polling, but in some of the key battleground states. But there, if you look into the way that they're gathering these metrics, they're not gathering metrics from likely voters, and that's what you want to look at. The polls that you really want to pay attention to at the very bottom, when no one reads the fine print anymore, polling of likely voters, and you want to look at the margin of error, because there are a lot of headlines that are being extrapolated right now. I think the president has said that if Joe Biden wins, that he will most likely probably not be president. And I think a lot of people feel that same way. I think a lot of people are looking at Joe Biden, whether they want to admit it or not, as a placeholder for whoever is going to be the vice president. I don't think that any of us, given a dose of truth serum, think that Joe Biden's going to finish out a four-year term. He is being used to try as the best chance maybe to get elected, and then whether he gracefully bows out or however it plays out.
I know that Joe has said he's been very blatant about it. You know, he wouldn't seek a second term, obviously, but he said that he considers himself a bridge to the next generation. I don't, unless something really drastically changes with his health.
Let's hold this for the next hour. Hold on to this. We'll continue this a little bit. Second half hour of our Talk Radio Review coming up.
What's more important, how you look or how you feel? Well, with Calitrin, you don't have to choose. Calitrin has been proven safe and effective for weight loss and energy for over 20 years. It not only helps you look better, but it's actually good for you, so you feel better too.
My name is Anne from North Carolina. I am in love with Calitrin. I have lost multiple inches and about 20 pounds in a little over 2 months.
It's Michael, California. I take Calitrin and I feel great. I have a lot of energy and it's been fantastic.
I started using Calitrin 2 months ago and I just love it. I had to go viral. My pants had started not fitting and everything was too big. People ask me what I'm doing and I always tell them I'm doing Calitrin. So I just really, really feel this is a wonderful product for people to try.
See, it's not just another diet product. It's Calitrin. For more information, visit TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com.
Time for you to brighten up your smile, make it whiter, because if you're a coffee drinker, a tea drinker, a red wine drinker, or you're a smoker, it's taken the shine from your grin. Over the years, a lot of people have tried tooth whitening products, varying things, the strips. They can take 30 minutes or more, the trays, the gels, what a mess. Here's the 5-minute solution to a bright white smile. It's called Power Swabs. Works in 5 minutes, no mess, no fuss. It's an all-natural patented tooth detergent and whitening agent that lightens the stains on your teeth in 5 minutes. You snap open the tube, swab your teeth, and start smiling again. When you do it every 5 or 6 days, it really will change the way you look. Power Swabs. Remove the stains. Go to powerswabs.com and use the code DJV10 to get 40% off plus another $10 and free shipping. That's powerswabs.com. Use the code DJV10.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
I expect it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right?
So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Back now to the second half hour of our Talk Radio review for the week with the components of the DJV show, Doug, Jen, Victoria. I'm Doug Steffen with my comments. Jennifer One has hers, and Victoria Keenan also hers. We were talking about the presidential race, and I wondered whether the John Bolton book will have anything to do. That was sort of in here in the whole overall review of what's going on this week and the chaos of our review. What about the Bolton book? Who's read it, and what do we think?
I have not read it, but I don't know. I think it's going to be tough for him to get sales because I don't know who his audience is. Victoria's pointed that out many times. And I don't necessarily think it changes the election. John Bolton's book speaks to two people, the ardent supporters of President Trump who aren't going to listen to him and the Democrats who want something bad on him who are never going to vote for him. So,
right.
You know, is it going to have a huge impact on the independent voters? I don't think so.
He's going to be on the DJV program with us next Tuesday. I don't normally do with you these such strident political stuff, But I find him to be such a character, and I've been so outspoken about him, I thought, okay, let's take a shot at having him on the program and see what he sounds like, what he has to say in a few minutes. You know, it's a quick hit. People who is anybody listening to this program? We have millions of people on hundreds of stations listen to the DJV program every week. Is anybody going to be influenced? That's kind of what you just addressed, Jennifer, whether anybody's going to be influenced by listening to him to buy the book. How is it selling, by the way, to this point? It's been out for a week or so. Anybody know what the stats are?
It's Tuesday, so I don't know what the stats are yet.
No. All right. Number three on the story list this week. We're getting into the area which was number one last week and the week before. Now, this week, number three, the whole business about race relations in our country, the police reform movement. I think the pendulum has gone, if I can put my two cents worth in, the focus on Black Lives Matter, how that relates to our relationships, whether it be black on white or whether it's any number of different considerations for race. I think that the police reform movement is something that is long overdue, and I would encourage everybody listening to participate in this discussion. And I think, as I said, with the education situation in number six, that there needs to be complete reform there as well. One of the subtexts to race relations was the complete overcooking of the noose case in NASCAR and Bubba Wallace. That became ridiculous. So anyway,
not
those are
really
my,
though. Why do you think it's ridiculous?
Because it had nothing to do with the idea.
But when you see a noose hanging and a black man is wheeling his car in, like I don't see that.
It wasn't a noose.
I would have
it's
the same.
It was the garage door.
But when I
pulled
yeah,
out.
Well, we know that now, but there it looks like a noose. You haven't seen the pictures. It looks like a noose is
I've
hanging
seen pictures
in the garage.
Of garage door.
For someone with a very small head, I don't know. Obviously, it looks disturbing, I guess.
Yeah.
But I think we're so quick to jump to conclusions in this country, we forget to let facts come out. And so immediately, everybody who doesn't like stereotypes plays on a stereotype that NASCAR people are racist. And so that was what dominated the news cycle about how terrible NASCAR is and how racist they are. And oh, they like the Confederate flag and blah, 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 blah. And so we play, the same group that calls for ending stereotypes played to a very prevalent stereotype and didn't actually do better and rise to the occasion. So that's unfortunate.
But there are truths and stereotypes. That's how they become stereotypes.
Oh, no question
of
about
course,
that.
On all
yeah,
sides
absolutely.
Of the aisle. Absolutely
yeah.
right.
Right.
I mean,
yeah.
And by the way, I think we all have them. I think anybody who tells you they don't have stereotypes, they're lying to you because it's how our brain classifies things. But certainly,
but
here's the thing, and I'll just finish it up and be done. The fact that we are not celebrating that this was not a noose and instead a garage opener for Bubba Wallace is just disgusting to me. You have people like Al Sharpton out there going, well, I don't know if I really believe it.
Right.
Well, believe it, pal. That wasn't installed to scare anybody. It was a garage door opener. I don't understand why we have to keep pushing a narrative when it's dead.
All right, so here's the part of the narrative that I think does need to be pushed. A story about an 18-year-old girl, biracial, living in Wisconsin. This assault on her now being investigated finally by police as a hate crime. She was set on fire in her car in Madison, Wisconsin. Her name is Althea Bernstein. She told authorities she was stopped at a red light when her driver's side window, she had it down. She heard somebody yell at her something that I will not repeat on the air. And the four white guys in the car sprayed a liquid on her face and her neck and then threw a lighter at her. So this kind of ignorant, I mean, it infuriates me to the point of wondering what happens to these guys. I don't even know they caught these guys. So she was able to put the fire out on herself by patting herself down. But the fact that even happened, are there people that are that ignorant in this country? Yeah. Yeah, there are. And
that's
they really make it bad for the
hate.
Rest.
That's
yeah,
just,
it is.
That's
hate.
Beyond
that's being
ignorance.
Hateful.
Yeah.
Can you imagine the shock of that happening to you? If you were driving along in your car, you're sitting at a light, somebody throws lighter fluid on your body, and then they throw a match at you? What? Who thinks like that? Who thinks? Where did they come
criminals.
From?
Criminals. Those. That's
oh, my
thought.
God.
I mean, it's not thought of a normal person.
Yeah. Anyway, so that's the kind of stuff that cranks me up. Some of the other things, listening to Al Sharpton is like watching paint dry. He's such a blowhard. Who cares what he has to say?
But
the real stuff is in these
do
stories.
Care.
Well,
I don't dislike him.
I don't like him at all.
I know.
All right. we're all. This is opinion based.
He spews a dangerous narrative that just adds to.
I told you the story
and the violence.
Yeah. Any encounter I've had with him personally has been negative. Whereas I told you the story in the DJV show this week of the encounter I had with what's his face?
Jesse Jackson.
And it was, I didn't have a lot of patience with him until I met him and spent some time talking to him. It is an interesting character, to be sure, and very intelligent and not, I mean, he's an opportunist, don't get me wrong, but he still is. There's something about Al Sharpton that spews hate. Jesse Jackson, I didn't feel it. Jesse Jackson's more of a business guy. He uses this stuff to create business and wealth for himself. And he's pretty open about it in Chicago. Number two on our story list is the, within two and number one, certainly around the Chinese plague, if that's what you want to call it, the government virus, whatever, COVID, the mask debate. And whether it saves us from getting the virus, I think people who don't want to wear it say it doesn't, and people who understand that it does are wearing the mask. That's the way it comes, boils down for me. Ladies, what about you?
Yeah, I think, my personal feeling is that I keep my mask on my wrist. If I pass somebody, I put it on. If I don't pass someone, I keep it off. Now, that is me breaking the law in California because California has created this extensive set of circumstances where literally even if you're sitting in a room by yourself, you have to keep it on. I don't think that's legal. I don't think it's who we are as a country. I'm not going to do that. But when I'm around other people, sure, I think that it's the right thing to do. It's the responsible thing to do. Whether it works or not, it makes people feel better, and that's why I do it.
Okay. That's an interesting way of looking. It makes people feel better. I think it's better for you, but I do think it's the polite thing to do. What about you, Victoria?
Yeah, whenever we're in public, whether we're walking the dogs or going, we just, you know, our anniversary was this week, and so we went out to dinner
happy
for the
anniversary.
First time. And
to the wedding I didn't get invited to, right?
Correct.
That's the anniversary.
And, yeah. Okay, so,
and you didn't get invited to the anniversary either. There's some
damn right.
but yeah, it was our first, like, you know, proper dining experience, and it was it was nice. And we, you know, you wear the mask if you have to go inside to go to the bathroom or whatever, and then when you're sitting at your table, you can eat and you don't have to wear a mask. So it was fine.
The servers
were covered, and yeah, we felt safe.
I had dinner last night with a friend at a restaurant. First time I've been in a restaurant for, I don't know, 3 or 4 months. And
it was the first martini I've had someone else make for me in 4 months, and
made
it was
it better,
delightful.
Huh?
Oh, yeah.
Much better.
Every sip just tasted better.
Yeah. You don't have to drink it through the mask either. So anyway, we walked into this restaurant, had outside dining, and it was a nice night, so it seemed like a nice thing to do. And we both walked in with a mask on. And then we sat at the table and took the mask off. And it was kind of cool.
Who was this that you walked in and sat with?
A lady who actually made the masks that we have. We have a special on my farm at easleyfarm.com. You can see a picture of the masks that were made. They're milk and cow masks. And they're
is
special.
She cute?
Yeah, she's nicely attractive. Thank you for asking. Yeah.
So was this a date?
Single?
Your first post-quarantine date?
What has this got to do with the discussion?
This is everything.
Yeah. It is a date. Huh? Yeah, that's good, Dougie.
Well, good for you. That's good. Our single friends haven't had any dates yet, so you're ahead of the curve, yeah.
I like to think I am.
How'd the date end? Did it end well?
Speaking of the the debate.
Did you get to be more of a mask?
The
Center for Disease Control says that young people, this is a duh, are not naturally immune to the virus and they should be paying more attention.
Right.
This is a joke, kind of. Hello, the stats. Young people are going to get it, but the whole, and maybe we'll pause for a minute here and get to the number one story. When it comes to the COVID and what people take away, what they know, what they don't know, what they feel, this is not going to kill you for the most part. Unless your immune system is completely shot, this thing is not going to kill you. But a lot of people have, and they're older folks, or very young, don't have real strong immune systems, so they don't fight this or a lot of other diseases that they could die from. So I think that's what's warped in the looking at the numbers. But I think it's kind of rude. You know, you might have it, and if you don't protect if you don't want to protect yourself, fine. But be nice enough to protect other people from getting... It's an, at best, it's an inconvenience. You get sick for 3 or 4 days, and you don't feel... You know, it's really pretty rotten, I guess, from what I've heard from people that get it, and it's really... You really feel sick for 3, 4, 5 days. Why would you want to allow some... Why would you want to help somebody get sick like that? That's, I think, what you think about. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. A list of the stories now from Talkers Magazine for the week of June 22nd to the 26th. At number 10, that big dust cloud coming over the Atlantic from the Sahara Desert is going to impact the southeast part of our country. Number 9, the House Judiciary hearings, the Flynn charges, etc. Number 8, our relationship with China. Number 7, the psychology or psychosis of our circumstance with the COVID. Number 6, the educational situation or lack thereof. Number 5 is the economy. Number 4, the presidential race. Number 3, race relations. Number 2, the debate about wearing masks and having separation, the healthcare debate. Number 1, an overall view of the Chinese government, if that's what you want to call it, the statistics, projections on the virus. That's it. Number 1 this week, according to the story list that's published at talkers.com.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey guys, it's Mock and Daisy from the Chicks on the Right. We want to tell you about our new podcast, the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast. Every week we talk about the issues that matter to us most. We talk about everything from parenting and our families to the Me Too movement and what women really want in men. And if you're just plain tired of people trying to tell you what to do and how to live your life, we tackle that too. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening on the Apple Podcast app, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app. Don't forget to leave us a comment, a review, and subscribe.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Streed. From minimally invasive techniques with tiny incisions to the use of robots, there have been a lot of surgical advances. But one of the biggest is something that happens before the patient ever gets into the operating room. 3D modeling has been a huge advance in terms of surgical planning.
Even the best of us have a hard time converting two-dimensional slices from a CT scan or an MRI into a 3D model in our heads and not losing detail. And this takes that out of our hands and makes us actually able to hold a physical object that we can spin around. Interestingly, it often turns up little quirks of the patient's anatomy that we might not have noticed on the 2D that actually change the course of the surgery.
Dr. Karthik Balakrishnan says the future holds other promising uses for 3D modeling.
We're actually looking at 3D printing things to be implanted into patients. So 3D printing custom endotracheal tubes, 3D printing stents, 3D printing implants.
For Mayo Clinic Radio, I'm Joel Streed.
Time for you to brighten up your smile, make it whiter, because if you're a coffee drinker, a tea drinker, a red wine drinker, or you're a smoker, it's taken the shine from your grin. Over the years, a lot of people have tried tooth whitening products, varying things, the strips that can take 30 minutes or more, the trays, the gels. What a mess. Here's the 5-minute solution to a bright white smile. It's called Power Swabs. Works in 5 minutes, no mess, no fuss. It's an all-natural, patented tooth detergent and whitening agent that lightens the stains in your teeth in 5 minutes. You snap open the tube, swab your teeth, and start smiling again. And you do it every 5 or 6 days. It really will change the way you look. Power Swabs. Remove the stains. Go to powerswabs.com and use the code DJV10 to get 40% off plus another $10 and free shipping. That's powerswabs.com. Use the code DJV10.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
On the people side of things for the Talk Radio Countdown show, at number 10, Greg Abbott and Ron DeSantis are tied for that position. Number 9, Andrew Cuomo and Bill de Blasio. I call him Blah Blasio, two New Yorkers. Mary Trump is at 8. Michael Flynn is at 7. William Barr is at 6. Bubba Wallace, 5. Tim Scott and Nancy Pelosi tied for the 4th position. John Bolton is number 3. Joe Biden is number 2. And Donald Trump is number 1 on this people list. Again, the chart's published every week, and this is the week of June 22nd to the 26th that we're covering here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. All right, so I'm looking at some of the outlying stories about the COVID-19, which
really
is number
so
1. I'm
really so happy that you have this big dating life now, Doug. I mean, really. What? This is good.
This
stuff
is nothing to do.
You
stop
it. What are you talking about? It's number 1 on the countdown list.
You're like a cat. You're like a man about town.
The Eiffel Tower has reopened. France is going to screen lots of people for the disease. So if you're a tourist, apparently they're not using the elevator because it's too close. So if you want to go to the top of the Eiffel Tower, you have to climb the stairs.
Have fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the most visited monument in the world, and they've been closed since March. So the fact that it's open is kind of an interesting thing, another reality connected to the return to whatever is normal. Who knows what that is? Thank you, ladies. Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn here on the Talk Radio Roundup.
You've been loading up on things from Walmart.
Yeah, I used my Capital One Walmart Rewards card. I earn 5% cash back on everything I buy at Walmart.com.
Say what?
5% back.
Say what?
5% back.
Say what now?
5% back.
With what?
The Capital One Walmart Rewards card. I earn unlimited rewards, including 5% cash back at Walmart.com. What's in your wallet?
Terms and exclusions apply. Capital One NA.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-263-3403 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-263-3403. Again, 800-263-3403.
Land ho! hey, seriously, land ho, guys. Guys, land ho! Land ho! Land ho! Land ho! Right there! Ah!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered with Sign and Glide on-water towing. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
I gotta say, this land ho thing, not very effective.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Sign and Glide coverage is subject to policy terms.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's 53 after the hour now. Time for us to take a complete look at the top 5 stories this week in the world of technology. And here to do that for us is Victoria Keelan from the DJV program. Number 5 is a focus. I love this when I do alliteration. Focus on Fandango. I like that, Victoria.
Very nice. So several movie theater chains are preparing to open their doors again to the public. And Fandango, of course, is the website and the app where you can see what movie theaters have which movies. You can also book your tickets through it. I use the app all the time. It's very easy to use. I love it. You can scan. Yeah. And then when you get to the theater, you just scan your phone and you have a contactless experience. So it's great. So now Fandango's website and the mobile apps are incorporating several new resources, including which theater theaters have which have certain policies. They include the you can choose your own seat, so they have socially distant seating maps on it, attendance policies, if you have to wear a mask or whatever the cleaning regimens are. So it's all a lot of information that Fandango has been collecting from theaters across the country, and from state to state it does vary. So if movie theaters are open near you, just check out Fandango first so you have an idea of what to expect when you go back to the movies.
Good. Number four, a new way to monitor the virus from the NBA. This seems kind of a stretch, but I guess...
No, this is super cool and super high-tech. I'm loving these Aura rings. It's a high-tech ring, a Fitbit, but it gets more information, and it's a ring that you wear on your finger. They're waterproof. They look really cool. They're about $300, and so the NBA players, as they're all isolating now in Walt Disney World in Orlando, as they prepare to get the season started again, the players will all be wearing these rings, and the rings are so high-tech, they connect to an app, they monitor three different types of respiration in your body, three different body temperature sensors, they have a gyroscope, they have all kinds of stuff in them, fitness tracker, sleep tracker, these rings are so high-tech that they can forecast and predict the onset of COVID-19 related symptoms 3 days in advance with a 90% accuracy. So this is going to be one of those instances where medical tech, which is this sort of sector, this is going to be really important for the NBA to get going again. I would imagine that other sports will start doing this too. Football, because of the contact, the nature of the contact, they probably can't wear rings, but baseball players will probably start wearing these, and other sports as well. So it's a great thing that the NBA has extended to the players. They're not required to wear the rings, but so far from what I've seen, pretty much everybody is wearing them.
Number three.
Comcast is continuing to offer free access to 1.5 million public Xfinity Wi-Fi hotspots, and they've extended this now through the end of 2020. They said they saw a huge jump in usage after they opened up the public hotspots, not surprising because everybody's working from home and needs an extra boost of internet, and so they said they're excited to keep them open through the end of the year. This was supposed to expire on June 30th, but just because so many people have been using the free Wi-Fi, essentially, and also in the Internet Essentials tier, which is the Comcast tier that's designed for low-income customers, they have had a huge spike in usage. So I think this is a company that's actually, for a change, doing something good by the customers.
Let's see if we think number two story, which is a focus on Apple, is good for the customers.
So Apple this week had their WWDC, that's the Worldwide Developers Conference, and this is their conference every year where they feature new and upcoming products that aren't on the market yet, but things that they're working on. So it's different from when they announce the new iPhone and then you can order it 2 weeks later. This is a little bit further out. And so one of the cool things that came from this year's WWDC is Apple has developed technology to use your iPhone to replace your car keys. And so CarPlay is the infotainment system that's available in 97% of new cars. And so now, instead of keeping your key with you all the time, which Apple says, and they're not wrong, car keys have been around over 100 years now. They keep getting bigger, they're bulkier, they take up a lot of space in your pocket, and so Apple felt like they were just ripe for a reimagining, and the reimagining ended up being your iPhone can now, you walk up to your car, you hold your iPhone out, it can unlock your car, it can start your car, and now they're working on tech to have you be further away, and you can even keep your phone in your pocket and still start your car.
Number one.
General Motors has OnStar, which was the original, you know, remote assistance plan in technology. They have now, they're now releasing a new app called Guardian, and it will give you essentially all of the features that you would get in your car with OnStar, but it will be available on your smartphone, and you can have up to 7 friends and family members sharing GPS locations, and you get all the 24/7 assistance that OnStar provides, which is pretty cool.
All right, so there it is, boys and girls, a list of the top 5 tech stories this week. Thanks to Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostra. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi wants to know more about reports bounties are being offered to Taliban-linked militants for killing American troops in Afghanistan.
The New York Times is reporting American intelligence officials concluded months ago that Russian officials offered rewards for successful attacks on American service members last year. At the time, the U.S. and Taliban were holding talks to end the war in Afghanistan. In a Sunday morning tweet, Trump writes, "Nobody briefed or told me, or Vice President Pence, or his chief of staff, Mark Meadows." Presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden calls the report a truly shocking revelation, if accurate. Russia calls it nonsense. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Meanwhile, the White House plans to brief select members of Congress tomorrow. The coronavirus continues to set records. 500,000 confirmed deaths against 10 million confirmed cases worldwide. Governments who were attempting reopenings continue to backtrack and warn worse news could be yet to come. Texas Governor Greg Abbott saying that it's taken a very swift and dangerous turn in the Lone Star State over the past few weeks. And Governor Newsom of California rolled back reopenings of bars in seven counties, including Los Angeles. China's warning it will take countermeasures after the U.S. added four more Chinese media outlets to a list of organizations that should be considered foreign missions in the U.S., because of their ties to the government and ruling Communist Party.
A foreign ministry spokesperson attacked the Trump administration's move as yet another example of the U.S.'s flagrant political suppression of the Chinese media. He said it would obstruct their reporting on the U.S. and betray America's commitment to freedom of the press. State Department officials say the four organizations, including state-run CCTV, will be required to submit the identities of all staff in the U.S. and any real estate holdings just as they would if they were foreign embassies or consulates. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Check out more news and analysis at townhall.com.
Relief Factor. Effective pain relief that really, really works. How do I know that? I don't have a script. I don't have talking points. I live it. I've been taking it for a year and a half. I had a lower back pain issue that had been plaguing me for 9 years, almost a decade. I took Relief Factor for 2 weeks, yes, 2 weeks, and my pain was gone, and it's still gone. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. Don't take my word for it. See their incredible video testimonials at relieffactor.com, and then find out for yourself if this incredible drug-free product could work for you as well as it does for me and tens of thousands of Americans. It's so very, very simple. Go to relieffactor.com, order the 3-week quick starter pack. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. And I guarantee it, Dr. G's guarantee, if you take it morning and evening, as do I, for 3 weeks, by the end of that time, you will know if it works for you like it works for me.
The U.S. Special Representative to Iran, Brian Hook, says a United Nations weapons embargo on Tehran must remain in place.
I think for the international community, anything that is a big win for a state sponsor of terrorism such as Iran should be very concerning to everyone, and it is very concerning.
In an interview with the Associated Press, Hook says the ban prevents Iran from becoming the arms dealer of choice for rogue regimes and terrorist organizations around the world. He said U.S. citizens detained in Iran should be freed as soon as possible.
The Iranian regime has the keys to the prison that is holding the Americans that are wrongfully detained. I do what I can to try to find opportunities to work with the regime, and I work every single day on getting the release of all the Americans that are wrongfully detained.
Things have been tight. Tehran since the 2015 withdrawal of the nuclear accord. This is Town Hall. Yet another tragic story of a child dying after inadvertently being left in a hot car. This one happened Friday in Virginia, and the child was just 11 months old. Here's Julie Walker.
Fairfax police say the girl's father put her in one car and inadvertently left her while using another car to run errands. Jeanette Fennell is president and founder of KidsAndCars.org.
The biggest mistake anyone can ever make is to think that this can't happen to them.
She says there are three factors that make people forget.
One, a change in routine, which we all live every day now. Two, additional stress, which I think we all have had quite a bit of lately. And then three, if you're sleep deprived.
And there are tricks to remember, from looking before you lock to leaving one of your shoes in the back seat. I'm Julie Walker.
Check out more on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Foundation.org for more information.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Keepers of the Talk Radio flame, here we are. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, and Doug Steffen, his willing and obedient servant. Here we are to serve you with the stories, the top 10 stories of the week, according to the research done by Michael and his staff, and the list of people who have made it into the spotlight. So let's get started. A lot of things, as usual. The top of the list has changed a little bit. I feel like Casey Kasem sometimes. This week, a new number one.
Well, it is based on that basic premise that these are hits, and they do vie for positioning. And so you're my willing and obedient servant.
I am, yes.
Where's my coffee?
Humbly. Okay. I gotta have a long arm to reach down to where you are, pal.
we live in this virtual reality.
Well, it sounds like one of the things that people have marveled about, and this is a great, sometimes we should have this conversation on the air so the audience kind of gets what it takes now,
right?
Or what it has. We are on the air, yes. When we're on the air and we have a few moments, perhaps I put brackets around it, right, to talk about how the technology works here. It sounds like you and I are in the same room, and in fact, we are about 1,400 miles apart.
I know.
So, I
think people are starting to get used to that. I think, you know what I find very interesting, we'll get to the survey in a second, is how television news is changing with all of the Zoom and the use of Skype on peak time TV. And sometimes you hear it and they sound like they're in a tin can, or everybody has those bookshelves that you get from Home Depot.
Right.
In the background, you're looking at
those white shelves, and their books, and it's the bookshelf. So when we get back into the studios, like I was watching, the guy in the studio had all of his name flying around in the back on the screen, and the bells and the whistles, and the expert he was talking to was on Skype in a living room.
According to you from Taiwan.
but what was ironic about it was that the anchor back in the studio looked less than authentic. It looked fake because we're getting used to reality.
Yeah.
So what's going to probably happen is we're going to start to see newsrooms, news sets turn into living rooms, but they're going to be slick, like Frasier. Remember Frasier, the TV show? How cool his apartment was.
That was right.
And wouldn't that be a great set? That'd be a studio, apartment as opposed to these desks with bells and whistles, and they look like they're coming from a casino,
My desk has a cowbell on it.
We got time for the survey now?
I think that'd be a good idea. Let us proceed with the survey.
Number 10, the Sahara Dust Cloud. And,
are you following that, by the way?
Yeah.
Are you?
Yeah.
This is an amazing reality. As a matter of fact, you're going to get covered with the dust down there this weekend.
Yes, I can't wait. I'm going to go out with my little pail and
collect the dust?
Pixie dust, I don't think it's harmful. It's a yearly phenomenon. It's called the Saharan something.
It's a little more this year for whatever the reason.
It's a record breaker.
Dust. It's a dust up, if you will, because the way the stream is coming back, it pretty much predicates with the hurricane track, because it's the same thing. They start in Western Africa and cross the Atlantic Ocean and end up in your backyard. That's where the hurricanes and the dust storm, same thing.
Yeah, basically. And it also shows how everything on this planet is connected. At number 9, House Judiciary Bar and Department of Justice hearings, and the Flynn charges dismissed. So we got a little politicking going on, and that was interesting this week. At number 8, U.S.-China relations. At number 7, psychology. We're all going crazy. At number 6...
Oh, my God.
Was that politically incorrect? Is crazy
no, it was perfect.
Word that
yeah,
we could use?
No, it was,
you know?
We're all becoming disturbed. I think a lot of people are getting depressed.
Yeah. Yes, it's statistically proven out. People are depressed.
Yep.
You know?
I am. Are you?
No. No, I'm not depressed. I'm troubled.
What's the difference?
I'm not depressed.
Maybe that's dramatic. That's over.
I'm just
being too dramatic.
I can't see you being depressed. It's not your nature.
Uh-uh.
I mean, folks, this man sometimes
carries.
You carry pressure sometimes, and one would never know. You're always upbeat and happy. I think that there's a difference between the term depression and sadness.
So, yeah, I'm upset because I can't see my children and my grandson.
Right, right.
That's
me too.
Bugging me.
That's my biggest upset over this. Otherwise, I've got to tell you something. In some cases, I'm glad that I don't.
But you know what? A part of what the technology in this, and the ladies pointed it out in our talk radio review about how we've used Zoom and Facebook and WebEx or whatever else is out there. You do that with Matthew, your son, and grandchild every day. I'm on the horn with my son pretty much, if it's not every day, it's every other day. And I talk to my daughter and my grandson 2-3 times a week. And it's kind of like, it's not like being there because you can't have that same fun, but you can get the sense that they're okay. And
you're connected. Yeah. You're connected. I mean, you know, connection is connection.
Yep.
You and I see each other every week when we do this. We actually physically are in the same room maybe twice a year.
We've known each other for almost 30 years, and we have been great friends through most of it, and yet we don't spend, you know, maybe, twice, 2-3 times a year, maybe dinner, or we go to an event. And so maybe that physical proximity is not a good bellwether as to whether you have a good friendship or relationship with people. Maybe that's what this is teaching us, Michael.
In some cases, you're better off not being face-to-face all the time. Everything has its recipe and its formula for optimum operation. And in some cases, relationships are that way, too. I totally lost where we were on the survey.
We are at you're now going into number 6.
Number 6,
which is something that will demand some of our time as well.
Education crisis, number six. Yeah. Number five, the economy and the reopening of America and sports, tied at number five. Number four, we have the presidential race, and that includes the Trump rallies, the primaries this past week, and the Bolton book is still being discussed. At number three, race relations, the police reform movement, monuments under attack, and that brief brouhaha from Alabama, the NASCAR news case. At number two, health care and the mask debate. And number one, COVID-19, statistics and projections. A lot of everything has been the top four. Well, that's why they're the top four.
Yeah,
the politics,
exactly.
the race relations, the health care, and the stats.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to ask you, why don't you go through the people list and then
okay,
I have
quick.
A couple of questions to ask.
Number
you.
10, Greg Abbott and Ron DeSantis. Number 9, Andrew Cuomo and Bill de Blasio. Mary Trump is at number 8. Michael Flynn and Roger Stone at 7. William Barr at 6. Number 5, Bubba Wallace and Hawk.
Bubba Walla.
Yes.
Bubba Walla. Remember her.
Yeah. Well, Bubba Wallace and Hawk Newsom at number 5. Number 4, Tim Scott and Nancy Pelosi. Number 3, John Bolton. Number 2, Joe Biden. And number 1, Donald Trump. And there's a snapshot of the national conversation this past week on talk radio.
National conversation about healthy weight loss focuses entirely on Kellitrin, which is the most supportive way for you to lose weight, not only now, but in the future, because you know as well as I do, you're going to go up and down. We all do. But the safe way to lose weight and keep it off is pretty much exclusively in the realm of Kellitrin, the weight loss formula that has no stimulants, doesn't have any drugs. It is something that is so uniquely confirmed by hundreds, thousands of people who have gone through this product that has been discovered, made, put together in America. It's a clinically proven solution to weight loss that, again, is all natural. Capsule form, liquid form. Right now, the special monthly rate for the 4th of July, you buy a one-month supply, $69.95. If you buy three, you'll get three free. So it's kind of like a BOGO deal. You pay for three, you get six. And you kind of need to be on this program for 6 months because as your body is trained, you lose the weight, and then this process trains your body to keep the weight off. That's what's so fabulous about it. And it's a great time of year for you to be focused on what you're losing. You'll see all kinds of stories of people who feel really good, and you'll feel good once you get on this program, but you can't get on it if you don't go to toploss.com. That's what you do, toploss.com. Use the code DJV for the buy one, get one free, or buy three, get three free, buy four, whatever it is. That's the 4th of July special continuing. No shipping charges either when you use the DJV code at toploss.com.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey guys, I'm Mock.
And I'm Daisy
from the Chicks on the Right. Take a break with our brand new podcast. It's the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast.
Every week we're getting real about the topics that moms like us care about, from health education in our schools to the ins and outs of the social media apps your kids are using. We've done the research so you don't have to. We know it's important to you because it's important to us too. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening to the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast on your favorite podcast app. Don't forget to subscribe, download, and leave us a review.
Time for you to brighten up your smile, make it whiter, because if you're a coffee drinker, a tea drinker, a red wine drinker, or you're a smoker, it's taken the shine from your grin. Over the years, a lot of people have tried tooth whitening products, varying things, the strips that can take 30 minutes or more, the trays, the gels, what a mess. Here's the 5-minute solution to a bright white smile. It's called Power Swabs. Works in 5 minutes, no mess, no fuss. It's an all-natural, patented tooth detergent and whitening agent that lightens the stains in your teeth in 5 minutes. You snap open the tube, swab your teeth, and start smiling again. And you do it every 5 or 6 days, it really will change the way you look. Power Swabs. Remove the stains. Go to powerswabs.com and use the code DJV10 to get 40% off plus another $10 and free shipping. That's powerswabs.com. Use the code DJV10. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. So, what do you think? John Bolton is going to be on my DJV program the first of next week. And I know you're going to say, wait a minute, you said you don't do politics. I found it almost irresistible when somebody said to me, you want to have John Bolton on? I usually don't have any guests on the DJV program. But I decided, okay, let's take a shot at it. Because I don't like the guy. Never have. But I think I want to, I just kind of, I find this whole thing an opportunity. So let's say you have him on your program. What's the first question you ask him?
When did you first decide to grow a mustache?
Somebody else said that to me.
Oh, really?
What's your favorite color?
I don't know what I would ask him. That's a great question. You put me on the spot a little bit. Everything is being talked about.
I know. What's new? What's different?
I would get into the psychology of being a hawk. Mm-hmm. I would try to go deeper than just the the typical conversation, you know, because he's known as a hawk, and
yeah,
I would try
so.
To get, but basically everything's coming out. But I don't blame you for having him on the show. I'd have him on my show if he was offered to me.
Yeah,
and
it's interesting. You always say to me, of course you. I say I don't do a political show. You say to me, but he's
a joke.
Of course you do a political show.
Yeah, you say that, but
I know it. Marketing purposes.
I could name 10 people you'd have on your show if they were offered to you. If Trump was offered to you, you'd have.
Yeah. Of course I would. Yeah. He says he's going to lose, though. He, by his own admission, he's going to lose. So how would you deal with that if you were interviewing? Are you sure you're going
to
lose, Mr. President? Anyway, it's
we get into that on the other side of the break.
Yes, we will. Yes, 21 after the hour.
You've been loading up on things from Walmart.
Yeah, I use my Capital One Walmart Rewards card. I earn 5% cash back on everything I buy at Walmart.com.
Say what?
5% back.
Say what?
5% back.
Say what now?
5% back.
With what?
The Capital One Walmart Rewards card. I earn unlimited rewards, including 5% cash back at Walmart.com. What's in your wallet?
Terms and exclusions apply. Capital One N.A.
We've been fighting the war on drugs for a long time. We answer the phone 24/7, 365 days a year. On a busy night, we answer hundreds of calls. This war on drugs needs our intervention.
Since 2014, Addiction Hope and Helpline has helped people struggling with drugs and alcohol.
When the phone rings, we help people when they need it the most. When we get a caller into treatment, it feels good. It's a blessing.
If you're struggling, drinking, using, and need to get clean, don't suffer alone in silence. Call Addiction Hope and Helpline.
Our people understand, and many are also in recovery. Call for support and strength. You can call for someone who can't or isn't willing. It's an act of love. Together we can help you beat this thing and erase addiction from your vocabulary once and for all.
Call 800-579-6960, 800-579-6960, 800-579-6960.
Land ho! hey, seriously, land ho, guys. Guys, land ho! Land ho! Land ho! Land ho! Right there!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered with Sign and Glide on-water towing. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
I gotta say, this land-ho thing, not very effective.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Sign and Glide coverage is subject to policy terms.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Now, the Talk Radio Countdown continues with me, Doug Steffen, and then there is Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine here. We go through the stories of the people every week We were on the Bolton book, and I was trying to figure out from Michael what questions he would ask, or what's a good question to ask Mr. Bolton, who has captured the imagination of Minions this week. I don't even know how the book is doing. Do you know where it is in the
sales list? I don't know how any book is doing. As a matter of fact, I was just going to say, my first question to him would be, you expect to make any money on this?
Uh-huh.
and is that why you wrote it? You know, uh-huh. I would get into the why didn't you come forward and speak up.
Oh, yeah. But everybody's asking him that. I don't want to ask the same question that everybody else asks. I never do.
Well, then you have Then you have to get into the psychology and personal, because all the basic questions are asked over and over.
Yeah.
So
right.
that's one of the delicate things that you deal with as an interviewer in the media.
Mm-hmm.
How to do an original interview, how to do an interview where the guest doesn't just walk off, how
right.
to do it fairly, and how to bring something to the table that the listener or the viewer may not know. It's a challenge.
If I started the interview with how I really feel about him, he'd probably walk off. So I don't want to do that, because that would serve no one. It is now. So let's hear what the guy has to say about something that nobody else is talking about. That's what I always have liked to specialize in anyway, when I do have somebody on that is of note. And he is, you know, you think about the people. I guess I'm coming around to something you and I talked about once a long time ago when we were at a convention, one of your conventions. I think maybe a dinner or lunch or something, I said to you, of all the people in the world, who would be your number one request for a guest on a program you did? Do you remember we had that conversation, God knows how long ago?
I do remember, and I couldn't come up with an answer.
I don't think. I remember. Yeah.
I'd like to interview Clark Kent. You know, like how do you really get away with it?
Right. You exactly.
Know?
Right.
You know. Uh-huh. People don't recognize you. Yeah.
Right. It's okay. That's very good.
There are some people I would have liked to have interviewed Nixon for some reason.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know why. But that, you know, the thing is,
well, because he's a lesson in contrasts.
Yes.
And you would never know what, you wouldn't be able to predict what he said. That would be why he would be good, I think. That was very
good. And then there's the old thing about interviewing historical figures. Well, I guess Nixon falls into that category, but he's within my contemporary life. I could have interviewed Nixon, but, you know, like, it might have been interesting interviewing Abraham Lincoln.
Franklin. You take the words right out of my mouth.
Yeah.
Abraham Lincoln. Absolutely.
Yeah. That would have been cool. Albert Einstein.
Yeah.
The great players of history. That would be kind of interesting. Steve Allen and his wife Jane Meadows once had a public television series called The Meeting of Minds, which they wrote and performed. And they had roundtable discussions between figures that never lived in the same time. Genghis Khan and Abraham Lincoln.
It was really compelling. Well done.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know who would be good? I would love to have talked to Harry Truman. And Dwight Eisenhower, both of them, I thought, were perfect for their time. They were. Mm. And they were contemporaries. And they didn't like each other at the beginning, and then they sort of warmed up to each other as time went on.
The presidency does that. That's why it's so strange that Trump is on such bad terms with his predecessors. because there are some strange bedfellows that have become...
Oh, yeah. Look at the Bushes and the Obamas. Look at how George Bush flirts with Michelle Obama every time they're together.
Yeah.
They have a fabulous time. You can tell by looking at the two of them, they're having a great time together.
They've been through a common experience, and they know things that most people don't know, and that's why they have a relationship.
Okay, so I want to. We got to pause here for a moment. Number four this week, the presidential race. Let's get down to the nitty-gritty about who makes a good VP, because of all of the talk of people saying, well, I know Joe Biden's not going to make it. If you're Joe Biden, what do you say about that? It's 28 after on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Since we've been spending more time at home, MyPillow has changed their production to provide masks for hospitals. But they still want to help you get the best sleep of your life. And maybe you've noticed it's time to upgrade your sheets and pillows. Right now, buy one, get one free pricing on Supima My Pillows, Giza Dream Sheets, My Pillow Towels, Roll and Go Anywhere Pillows, Duvet Covers, and Giza Pillowcases, plus bolster pillows, neck pillows, and more. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV when you check out. If you order Mike's book, your entire My Pillow order will ship for free, plus he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, sheets, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Use promo code DJV when checking out at MyPillow.com. That's promo code DJV. Refresh your linen closet with MyPillow, MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
There's no question vitamin D supports a healthy immune system. And there's no question millions of Americans are deficient in vitamin D. The only question is, why aren't you taking Advanced Vitamin D from Purity Products? Advanced D is doctor formulated with a clinically validated 5,000 units of vitamin D3, plus immune supporting cofactors magnesium, zinc, and boron. And best of all, try Purity's best-selling Advanced D today for less than $20. That's right, get your 30-day starter bottle of Advanced Vitamin D for only $19.95. And when you call right now, you'll get free shipping plus a free Ultra Pure Fish Oil. Don't go around deficient in vitamin D any longer. To claim your Advanced D, visit PurityD.com. That's PurityD.com. Or call 1-800-484-5947. That's 1-800-484-5947. One more time slowly, 1-800-484-5947.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
This ad is not from HUD or FHA and was not approved by HUD or any government agency. Consumers remain responsible for property taxes, homeowners insurance, and home maintenance. Premium is an equal housing lender. This is not a commitment to lend. Rich Pinnell Branch Manager, NMLS number 1067640, PRMI NMLS 3094.
Let's talk about reverse mortgages for a moment. If you're 62 or older and have equity in your home, a reverse mortgage could be a tool for your retirement. For those cash-strapped retirees or those looking for an additional source of income, this is the answer. A reverse mortgage could eliminate your mortgage payment. Another benefit, extend the life of your existing retirement cash. A reverse mortgage isn't for everyone, but when you call Rich Pinnell of Primary Residential Mortgage, Rich can counsel you to see if this is a fit for you. If it fits, then life just got easier for you. You see, Rich Pinnell and Primary Residential Mortgage specialize in reverse mortgages. Rich's experience in this specialized field is why so many people have benefited from a reverse mortgage. Call Primary Residential Mortgage. They're happy to help. 530-722-4579. Or go to rich4reverses.com. That's rich, the number 4, reverses.com.
For many people, their faith, their family, and their health are the most important things in their lives. Every day, the work that I do influences these things. Children go to college, couples move into their first home, people retire, businesses start, and charities are supported. All of this in part because of the work I do. I can make complicated things clearer so people understand them. I can solve problems and find solutions. People need someone to put their interests first. And for many people, I am that someone. I can lend an ear, stand with you during life's ups and downs, and provide that advice at just the right time. That's why I love my job. That's why I'm a financial advisor, Susan Eastman, with Wells Fargo Advisors in Redding, California, 243-7561. Once again, this is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors. I'd love to be your financial advisor. Please give me a call at 243-7561.
For over 45 years, Clyde's Home Entertainment is the place people turn to for locally owned expert advice on electronics that turn your home into a theater. Clyde's goes the extra mile for their customers. They have a huge selection of audio and video accessories and equipment. Whether it's the latest 4K television or a hard-to-find accessory, Clyde's is the place for all your home electronic needs. Clyde's is a full-service dealer for Samsung, Klipsch, Yamaha, LG, and more. They offer full-service Dish Network. Be sure to ask about the current monthly specials. The original, and still the best, Clyde's Enterprises, 1250 Hartnell and Reading. They have it all. 221-4144. That's 221-4144. Clyde's.
Talk Radio Countdown Show on the air, second half hour of this week's program with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. Every week our chats are about the charts. The week of June 22nd to the 26th is upon us, and we have gone through both lists. We're picking apart the stories and some of the people that are important. We were talking about number four, the presidential race, in conjunction with the Bolton book, I guess, in a manner of speaking. And I can't remember whether I said this to you off the air or on the air about what Trump said to Hannity this week about losing the election in his that airport hangar interview that he did. He said, people don't love me, I guess. Which that was an interesting way of looking at the reality. I'm wondering what Hannity was thinking as he heard that from the president. And it sort of begs the question, Michael. So if Trump loses, what does that do to the conservatives, the right-wingers, who, for the most part, occupy the big seats in News Talk Radio?
Well, it gives them just, you change your direction. We've been through that many times.
Yes.
You're either playing offense or defense. Mm-hmm. I do not believe that the fate and fortune of talk show hosts who are political rests on who is president. You just change your positioning. Because talk radio, this is an important point. Talk
you change the side of your mouth out of which you're speaking.
The talk radio is not a political campaign. Talk radio is not politics. It's communications, it's show business, it's advertising, it's marketing, and it's political discussion. But it's not, you know, people say to me, you know, How do these hosts feel about, you know, they don't think that way. If Trump loses, Hannity really doesn't lose.
Nah.
Hannity could then take the position of, okay, guys, now we're really up against it. But now we've got to really fight, you know. And as a matter of fact, it'd be easier for Hannity attacking Biden and attacking Pelosi as the power structure than supporting Trump as the power structure.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I think that's an important point, because a lot of people think that somehow all conservative hosts like each other because they're conservatives. Conservative hosts consider each other competitors.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
And
very few of them like each other in the real world.
Yeah. So it's just, there's more to it, folks, than meets the eye. And if you think about it, what I just said makes a lot of sense.
It does, Michael, as everything you say.
Thank
makes
you.
Makes lots of sense. So let's see if we can make some sense out of the current list of potential vice presidential nominees, because, of course, according to the news media and who you listen to, Joe Biden isn't going to make it. It sounds like he's on his last leg now, and he'll barely make it to the inaugural before.
A lot of people want that. You know, a lot of people like the idea that Biden is seemingly toothless or whatever.
But he's always been like, he's not any different now than he was 30 years ago. Come on.
I don't think
he is anyway. Do you think he's any different than he was 30 years? I don't see.
It's a little bit. It's a little bit more exaggerated, but no, he was always a blabbermouth who got himself into trouble.
The guy in the front row when he and Obama, the guy who's, I really shouldn't laugh at this. The guy in a wheelchair, and he tells the guy to stand up. That, among of the Bidenisms, I think that one is the most choice of all of them. Yes, sir.
So Biden would tell a guy in a wheelchair to stand up, and Trump would tell a guy in a wheelchair to make fun of him. You know?
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Look at the choice we have here.
I hope the wheel falls off of your wheelchair.
Yeah. The choice is absurd. When you stop and think about it, the choice is absurd.
The best America has to offer? Come on.
You're facing, on one level, a bunch of leftist wackos who want to absolutely destroy the country to make their point. And on the right, you've got a bunch of people living in 1805.
That's pretty funny when you encapsulate it that way. It really is.
You know, and if Trump just sat down with somebody he trusted who could give him good advice, he could still be a great president if he just kept his mouth shut.
That's some great, exactly. All the components, I think he's done a lot of great things in terms of putting the Chinese in their place, the trade stuff, some of the things he's done. I thought would be great for him to do the EPA over, but he hasn't been done the right way.
Well,
and he's been an abomination when it comes to the nation's farmers and our food system.
He's been an abomination in terms of unity. The problem
yeah.
is he drives wedges between people and he
yeah.
creates chaos and tumult. And
that's
a job.
That's his personality.
But that's a job the president is supposed to do. The president is supposed to be a healer and a uniter.
That's why we need two presidents, actually. You know, there's an executive.
A good cop and a bad cop.
Well, that too. But there's an executive who runs the administrative end of things. That's one part of the job, and he's not necessarily very good at that. And then the other part is the PR part or the personal public relations.
Like in England.
To
have
make people feel good. Yeah.
The monarchy.
Right.
You've got the prime minister and the government. And then you have the monarchy, who technically is the head of state. But, you know, I'd hate to see what would happen if she actually tried to exercise that power.
Would
but
you like to be queen for a day?
So, right. So that was one of the finest pieces of television ever conceived in the...
Ralph
that is horrible. Oh, you talk about horrors. Go watch Queen for a Day on YouTube.
Sexism. Talk about sexism.
Sexism.
Oh, my God.
Classism,
and you wouldn't have ever found a black person on that show if it was on for 100 years.
Sensationalism. But I like the idea of we make Trump king. And robes, palaces. We already have towers.
Give him a crown.
A crown and call him your highness. And and all he has to do is go around and be worshipped as being the symbol of American ingenuity and freedom. And then have a president who actually runs the country as an ugly little business person. Who has no charisma, no nothing.
Harry Truman.
Everybody
did a good job as administrator. He did.
Yeah. Well,
the
buck stops here.
Yep. Number three, the race relations thing. I think I said to you off the air, I was just looking at the headline, some Mexican star said she was ashamed for the use of blackface. Come on. Enough of this stuff already. We've gone too far the other way. There's a happy medium here. We were way too far. The amount of problems that have been created for black people in this country, mostly by the law, but some by business and, you know, almost every, I guess, in every area, except sports. Would you agree with me on that? The sports has been a place for blacks to shine more so than any other, at least outwardly visible,
I think that there has been a great opportunity for African Americans within sports, as evidenced by the numbers. But that doesn't mean that there hasn't been a hard fought battle to reach that point, and that it still doesn't go on. For example, there were very few black quarterbacks until recently. There were very few black coaches of major league teams until recently. That began to change. The story of Jackie Robinson should not be forgotten.
No.
And what he went through, pretty
damned outrageous, actually.
Yeah.
When you consider what he went through
and
what he had to live through, even with the people on his own team, mind the people in the stands.
Right. So I would amend your statement that sports is an area where there's equality between the races, but it's not completely and fully apparent, and it has a very long history of working very hard and a lot of people being very brave and suffering to get to that point.
Mm-hmm. All right, I'm going to step aside a little bit here and talk about what happens when there's nothing to talk about. For example, in sports talk radio, and how they're sort of trying to restart. I remember the No Sports Report. I've long since been an advocate in the mornings. I call my morning program a general interest full service program, and a little sports news, a little of this and that. But in the sports world, there's really nothing to talk about, right? So you see these nightly TV shows. Sports guy comes on, and what does he say? What is there to talk about?
Well, there's the business factor, there's the human factor, there's human relations, there's stories about what's going on behind the scenes, you know, how the teams are developing, the personalities involved. I mean, there's aspects to it, there's history, there's just no games. There's no X's and O's. There's no statistics, which is a part of it. So a piece of it is missing, but I wouldn't say there's nothing to talk about. I think it's been a great challenge for sports talk show hosts and sports commentators to rise to the occasion.
Well, the good people, I think you found the good hosts. Maybe that's the way, right? That's the way of looking at it. You found the people who are really very good. And is that the reason there's so much excitement about the fellow who was the New York talk host who went to jail for a Ponzi scheme? What's his name? Collard? What's that guy's name?
Greg Carton. Craig Carton. Carton. That's Carton.
Right.
Yeah, Craig Carton. He just got out of jail, and they let him out early, and there's rumors he'll come back to the radio. Although I think that the thing that he did hurts his credibility going forward, whereas sometimes criminals are accepted. Felons, you know, convicted felons are accepted back in the media. But, you know, bilking, allegedly bilking, or he was convicted of bilking a lot of people out of money.
We've seen some financial talk show hosts go to jail and get canned for that sort of stuff. Right.
So when you breach that level of trust with the listeners, it's sometimes hard to overcome that. Mm-hmm. Whereas if you went to jail because you were a drug addict, you're an alcoholic, got involved in a bar fight, all of those things that happen, people are quicker to forgive you. But when you steal, that takes away from a certain level of credibility. I wish him well. I hope that he's a family guy. He's a nice guy. I've interviewed him. I spoke with him. I know him. It's a tragedy what happened, and I hope that he is able to put together the pieces of his life, if not for himself, for his family. And he was a pretty talented guy. So we'll see what happens.
Speaking of interviews, in a moment we're going to get to. I'm fascinated with what you did with the Michael Harrison interview this week, only because I don't know why you did it. So that question comes up first as we talk about other. This is the conversation medium, the talk side of what's on the radio, on television. There are good talk shows. One of the things that comes from what we do, if we do it well, is that we become good listeners. And with that in mind, I have radio listener specials for you from MyPillow.com. How about that for a segue serenade, Michael? Pretty good, huh?
Yeah.
MyPillow.com has a page devoted to people who are devotees on the radio of certain programs. And so this is one of them. And they're allowing those of us who are promoters of theirs on the radio to offer to you the ability to buy one of their products and get that same like product free. So you buy one, pay the regular price, and you get another one free. For example, the Giza Elegant My Pillows. They normally are $59.97. With the promo code DJV, you get two for the price of one. How about that? Same thing is true with the cotton sheets and the towels. You can go through, look at the regular prices of all of these, and then buy two and you cut it in half if you want it. It's $30 for each of these pillows. Try finding a really good quality pillow in a department store for $30, maybe $130, it's not the quality, and you can't wash them and you can't dry them. So you want to get on board, take advantage of this sale while it lasts at MyPillow.com. They always have something going on, but this is a good opportunity to get so many different things at a very inexpensive price. Radio listener specials page. You need financing? They'll help you out. If you spend more than $200, you can get it financed. All that using the code DJV at MyPillow.com. On the people side of things, for the Talk Radio Countdown Show, at number 10, Greg Abbott and Ron DeSantis are tied for that position. Number 9, Andrew Cuomo and Bill de Blasio. I call him Blah Blasio. Two New Yorkers. Mary Trump is at 8. Michael Flynn is at 7. William Barr is at 6. Bubba Wallace, 5. Tim Scott and Nancy Pelosi tied for the 4th position. John Bolton is number 3. Joe Biden is number 2. And Donald Trump is number 1 on this people list. Again, the charts published every week, and this is the week of June 22nd to the 26th that we're covering here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
It really is an awesome product for so many different things, even in addition to the weight loss. You know, people tell us within the first few weeks of taking it that they're sleeping better, waking up with less joint pain, more natural energy, and then, of course, over time, you do see the weight loss, the inch loss, and the weight loss with the product. If you go to the website toploss.com, you can click on the science tab. There's a science tab at the top. You can read all about how it works for weight loss and the side benefits on there, too. It's not in stores. You can't find it on any other website because with Calitrin, every purchase of Calitrin, you get a team of support. We have nurses available. We have Calitrin consultants. Everyone gets a dedicated personal Calitrin consultant who follows up with you after your order, make sure that you're seeing results. If you have any questions, you know, you can ask them. So it really is more about a team effort with this product.
Toploss.com. Make sure you use the promo code DJV.
Have you ever wanted to learn a new language like French, Spanish, or Russian, but thought it would be too difficult and time-consuming? Then go to Babbel.com and try it for free. Babbel works because it's built around real life. It teaches you everyday practical conversations that you will actually use. In 15 minutes a day, you'll be on your way to speaking a new language in just a few weeks. Babbel uses a modern conversation-based technique that makes language engaging, fun, and memorable. It starts by teaching you words and phrases. Then, sentences gradually get more complex. Soon, you're practicing short conversations about real-life topics. Babbel is created by language experts who use the spaced repetition method to help you learn quickly and remember what you learned. With Babbel, you can speak a new language. Babbel. Language for life. Now try Babbel for free. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
All right, quickly, the MH interview with somebody you wouldn't expect. Michael,
yeah,
who is it?
It's Leslie Mandoki, a major name in German and European progressive rock. He works with Ian Anderson, and it's just a fascinating guy with a fascinating background for those that enjoy knowing about music. Yes, music still exists.
Music is good. Music makes you happy and relaxed, yeah, etc.
MHinterview.com. Check it
That's
out,
right.
folks.
Find it. You can check it out also at talkers.com where the lists are, the charts are as well. Michael Harris and Doug Steffen here.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I'm Andy Solomon. Innovation and creativity collide as PlayStation reveals new details about its latest video game system, PlayStation 5. PlayStation's Sid Schumann has more.
PlayStation 5 is bringing rich and diverse gaming experiences for fans to look forward to this holiday. We announced more than 24 new PlayStation 5 games, including PlayStation exclusives like Marvel's Spider-Man, Miles Morales, where players can experience the rise of this important character. And one of the best-selling games of all time, Grand Theft Auto 5, is coming to PlayStation 5 with new enhancements.
Tell us about the PlayStation 5 hardware.
PlayStation 5 will come in a beautiful, stunning design with a bold look that's truly eye-catching. It will load games incredibly fast, and combined with advanced 3D audio and the new DualSense wireless controller that provides haptic feedback, PlayStation 5 will captivate your senses and bring you even deeper into these extraordinary game worlds than ever before.
For more information, visit PlayStation.com.
We're here to tell you about Boost Mobile's new upgraded network.
That's right. Stronger signal, faster speeds, and more coverage.
So now you can get everything you want faster, like Pipple's music.
No, the new upgraded network means you can download music faster than ever before. It doesn't mean that it will make Pitbull songs faster.
Oh, so this isn't the song.
No, this is the song.
Well, this is embarrassing.
Step up with Boost Mobile's new upgraded network. Stronger signal, faster speeds, more coverage than before. Switch and get four unlimited lines for $25 per line per month and four free LG K51 phones. Access to upgraded network requires compatible device. New customers only. Four-line offer requires at least one port and activation from eligible carrier. Free phone limited to one per line while supplies last. Customers using more than 35 gigabytes of data during billing cycle may be deprioritized during times of congestion. Offers and coverage not available everywhere. Additional terms and restrictions apply. See BoostMobile.com or retailer for full details.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk Radio Countdown Show continuing now at 53 past the hour with attorney Stephen J.J. Wiseman here, college professor of law, so he knows his way in and out, up and down. He's the man. If he can't do it, nobody can. Remember that from...
Good cheer.
Right. Stevie, he's our man. All right, so a couple of things here. The number 9 item on the countdown this week is a focus on the House Judiciary Committee, Mr. Barr, Mr. Flynn. So what's your read, as long as you're the legal beagle, on whether Barr is up to the task? Is he falling apart, coming under the influence of Trump too much? What's the story?
Yeah, unfortunately, I do think that Barr, though a qualified lawyer, has operated the Justice Department as the president's private law firm. We did get, within a...
It's nice work if you can get it.
ultimately, I don't think it will be. I think coming back to bite people in the posterior. The testimony regarding blatant political interference in the Roger Stone case, that's not very savory. Even with the Flynn charges being the dismissal of the Flynn charges, and here again, this was an appeals court. It could be appealed further. Flynn lied. Flynn did commit these crimes, but it is up to the Justice Department whether to prosecute those or not. So this is not a great win, as the president characterized it. It is just another political exploitation of some vulnerabilities and technicalities in the law. So no, not a big fan of Barr's.
All right. So I want to talk a little, obviously, when you get closer to the top of the list, some of these stories blend in together. Chipotle has suspended the manager of a store in South Carolina after a player named Darius Leonard says that he was profiled and kicked out of the restaurant because he was having a conversation about Black Lives Matter with his family. The guy running the store said, "We don't want that kind of talk in here." He plays for the Colts. One of the white customers complained. What kind of an action has he got against Chipotle?
It is interesting because on the one hand, you do have companies have rights to make their own rules within their particular business, particularly in regards to their employees. However, they are a place of public accommodation, and that's a critical distinction. And this is something where yes, there could be some violation of the rights of that man for being sent out of there. And this is the whole Black Lives Matter. I think the best thing is it has elevated the conversation of something that has been under the radar and accepted for too long. Confronting racism in this country, I think, is a terrific thing. And I think by and large, what we've seen is it has been largely peaceful. But when it comes to the actions here of this particular company, yeah, I think they may have violated a number of laws.
One of the things that's going on, number 3, the race relations platform in discussion this week on the countdown, Spike Lee's Rodney King is going to be streaming on Netflix. Remember that came out, six years ago?
Yeah.
The story of Rodney King. Yeah. And whether that helps further the Black Lives Matter movement or anything that could be even remotely connected is getting dusted off.
Interestingly, when you bring that up, there's a 6-part miniseries based on the FBI director, Comey's book, which I'm assuming the movie version is going to be anti-Trump. It was supposed to be originally aired after the election. Now it's going to be aired before the election, and it's interesting to see how that is being done. And certainly, no rights are being violated, but it is interesting to see the media picking this up.
Well, it's all part of, sometimes we go a little bit too far. There's an extreme. We've let this matter get out of hand. Race relations in our country have been very negative for way too long. And now it looks like, you know, you can make an argument it was going too far the other way. We hopefully find the right middle ground to correct a lot of the stuff in earnest. And that, I think, is the difference, some of the stuff
being
done.
That's a big thing, Doug, and you hit it on there. Whether the Dixie Chicks drop Dixie or not,
I know, right?
It's really small, but we do need to get to the big issues of race in this country.
You've got to fix it. Stephen J.J. Wiseman with Doug Steffen here on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
This podcast is for storytellers of all kinds. We discuss everything from the hero's journey to how to slog through that pesky middle section of your book. From filling out your author's toolbox to answering your questions about the craft and the industry. From magic to mayhem.
In June, we're discussing the four-letter words of the writing process. Those are scary words like edit and read and show versus tell. In July, we take a look at marketing and how you can make money with your books.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostro. President Trump is directing the federal government to overhaul its hiring to prioritize the job applicant's skills over a college degree. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says the order is one of a number of steps the administration is exercising to restore the U.S. economy to full employment levels.
We know how to reopen the economy safely. Working with Congress, we put $3 trillion in. It's beginning to work. We see it. And where our work isn't going to be done until every single one of these jobs is done. We know we need a few more tools. We'll go back to Congress next month, but we're going to get everybody back to work.
The White House is not eliminating degree requirements altogether, but instead will stress skills in jobs where having a degree is less important. Mississippi legislators took historic votes to remove a Confederate battle emblem from their state flag, the last state flag with a Confederate symbol that many consider as racist. Republican Governor Tate Reeves has said he would sign the new bill. A commission will design a new flag that cannot include the Confederate symbol but must have the words "In God We Trust." Then voters will be asked to approve the new design in the November 3rd election. A lot of governments who are easing restrictions put in place to help the spread of COVID-19 are backtracking after spikes in cases are popping up like mushrooms after a rain shower. In Texas, where he met with Vice President Pence, Governor Greg Abbott says the virus has taken a swift and dangerous turn in the past few weeks.
We know that we can do both, continue to allow businesses to open while containing the coronavirus. But it does require all Texans to go back to those strategies that we mastered.
This week, Abbott again shut down bars and limited restaurant dining, also banned elective surgeries in the state's largest counties. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Relief Factor. Effective pain relief that really, really works. How do I know that? I don't have a script. I don't have talking points. I live it. I've been taking it for a year and a half. I had a lower back pain issue that had been plaguing me for 9 years, almost a decade. I took Relief Factor for 2 weeks. Yes, 2 weeks, and my pain was gone, and it's still gone. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. Don't take my word for it. See their incredible video testimonials at relieffactor.com. and then find out for yourself if this incredible drug-free product could work for you as well as it does for me and tens of thousands of Americans. It's so very, very simple. Go to ReFactor.com, order the 3-week quick starter pack. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. And I guarantee it, Dr. G's guarantee, if you take it morning and evening, as do I, for 3 weeks, by the end of that time, you will know if it works for you like it works for me.
Leading U.S. authority reports confirmed coronavirus infections have surpassed the 10 million mark worldwide.
A tally compiled by Johns Hopkins University has registered the grim milestone after India and Russia added thousands of new cases. The U.S. has confirmed more than 2.5 million infections, the most in the world. Globally, the Hopkins tally has reported nearly 500,000 deaths. While Hopkins's report only confirms coronavirus cases, experts believe the true number of people who've been infected could be as much as 10 times that figure, given that so many people can't get tested or may have the virus without showing any symptoms. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
People on six continents already getting jabs as the race for COVID-19 vaccine enters a defining summer. Already British and Chinese-made vaccines are being tested abroad. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. We're paying a little more to fill up our cars this week.
The price of gasoline at the pump is up 6 cents in the past 2 weeks. It is now $2.22, and this rise is about half the rate of the prior 2 weeks.
Fuel analyst Trilby Lundberg says that's 51 cents lower, though, than we were paying a year ago. Lundberg says demand for gasoline remains weak even as states reopen for business amid the pandemic, adding that we may soon see a slowing of the rise. Highest price in the nation for regular grade gas, $3.15 a gallon in the San Francisco Bay Area, lowest a $1.78 in Baton Rouge. Flight certification for Boeing's 737 MAX, which has been grounded since March 2019 because of two deadly crashes, could begin as early as Monday. The company needs clearance from the FAA before planes can fly again, and the test flights with FAA test flights are a key step. More at townhall.com.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Enjoy delicious Black Bear Diner food in the comfort of your own cave. Try one of our 9 new family meals to go, like the breakfast combo family meal loaded with eggs, thick-cut bacon, sausage links, and 4 huge house-baked biscuits. Or the chicken fried steak family meal for 4 with country gravy, cornbread muffins, and 2 large family sides. Starting at $19.99, our family meals to go feed 3 to 4, so try all 9. Order carry out or delivery at
Black Bear Diner.
I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference in a disaster. When disaster strikes, you want to protect your whole family, including your pets. To help keep your family safe and help our best friends in their worst times, find tips at AmericanHumane.org.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's 7 after the hour. Time for our Talk Radio Review for this week, the week of June 22nd, 23rd, 24th, 25th, and 26th. So you're listening to this program as we enter or go through the weekend. This is a review of the top 10 stories and the people list as published by Talkers Magazine. They do the research every week, and you can find this list published at talkers.com. We also find Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, pretty much everything talk and related to the talk industry, the news talk business. At the helm here, Jennifer Horn from the DJV program, Victoria Keelan from the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen. We'll do our commentary and work our way up through the list from number 10 to number 1. The dust cloud that I have talked about, I don't know if anybody else has heard the conversation about this or you really know what's going on, but there was a huge dust storm that got started in the Sahara. And one person told me, ladies, that this is how the Earth changes its appearance. These sorts of things, you're looking back on the history, our planet is almost 5 billion years old. And so there have been, over the course of 5 billion years, many different things that have shaped this rock. And one of them has been the climate change and where the position of deserts. For example, most of North America used to be a desert back a couple of billion years ago. And the South America and Africa didn't even exist. So as time changes, climate changes, realities of where the desert, whatever, all this stuff changes. As a matter of fact, Europe used to be a desert, too, at one point in time. So this dust cloud has grabbed onto, or maybe better put, the jet stream is doing a reverse, almost, kind of the way the planets are in retrograde. So all this dust that was in the desert has been captured and is moving across the Atlantic, and probably by the first of the week, looks like the environment in all the southeastern states, Florida, Georgia, Mississippi, Alabama, across to even into Louisiana, you're going to be covered by this film, this dust that's basically sand from the desert. And it's using the same trail as the hurricanes do. You know, they all start in the way over on the African side of the Atlantic, and they travel across.
Carried in the atmosphere, right? Steam.
Yeah, right. Yep. So look for that. Number 9.
Can't wait for a gigantic dust cloud.
Dust storm, yeah. Whoopee!
It's been an easy year so far, so why not?
Yeah, right, exactly. Well, I mean, all those people that are partying at the beaches in Florida without masks on and without paying attention to what is really going on, who knows? They probably won't even pay. They won't even know they got hit by this dust, as it were. Number 9, the House Judiciary hearings. I must admit that I don't really understand all
Did
of this,
see this
back and forth. I've seen a lot of hoopla about it, but who's zooming who here?
The House Judiciary hearing that happened this week was chaotic. First of all, it was in the Judiciary Committee, which is the committee that handled the impeachment. So it's kind of a redo. If you missed your favorite cast of characters from the impeachment hearing, they're all back. Jerry Nadler and Doug Collins, perfect. Louis Gohmert. So what happened is there was a whistleblower who's a former deputy attorney general at the Justice Department. He contends that Roger Stone and Michael Flynn got an easier time of it because of their connection with Trump. And so, of course, when Democrats heard this, they wanted to have a hearing. So they had this guy come in, and he started his testimony, and apparently he was allowed to just go as long as he wanted. They weren't following the parliamentary rules of 5 minutes or however long it was supposed to be. So then Republicans take issue with it, and Louis Gohmert starts hitting something. I mean, it was like this. Throughout the guy's whole testimony, he's tapping. Tap, 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 tap as the guy's talking. And so finally, then Jerry Nadler addresses it, and then Doug Collins gets in on the mix, and he starts yelling about how you can't just have a hearing without parliamentary procedure, and the sergeant of arms was called in. It was very, very chaotic. I don't know. It was crazy to watch. It was actually kind of funny. And to answer the question about whether or not Michael Flynn or Roger Stone received preferential treatment, I think it's difficult to make that case, and I'm not a lawyer, but, I mean, they used amphibious vehicles and, like, frogmen to go into Roger Stone's home and drag him out of the house while CNN cameras were watching all of this. He would have turned himself in. He wasn't a flight risk. I don't know that he was gone, that people went easy on him. With Michael, and he's going to jail, by the way. And with Michael Flynn, he has $6 million in legal fees. His reputation has been totally ruined. His family was totally pressured. He lost everything. So to suggest that somehow they got an easy pass, I don't know. Part two of number 9 on the list are the Flynn charges, of course, which should have been dismissed. The judge in the case has not done that yet, but D.C. District Court of Appeals ruled 2-1 that Judge Emmett Sullivan needs to drop the charges against Michael Flynn.
Number 8, the relationship we have with China. I must say I'm concerned or confused about where we are. I don't see any real activity here at trying to bring our businesses back to America, incentivizing companies and people. We'll have to have some business relationship for sure.
Actually, there was a development in this that didn't Good. Get very much reported.
I didn't see it. Yeah.
Yeah, the Pentagon this week actually released a list of the 20 companies that are aiding the Chinese military. So they went through some of the American companies here that are helping. Huawei is on the list, by the way.
Yeah,
and
of course. Mm-hmm.
That's the communications company.
Yeah.
But I think this is really important, and actually, as a lot of people are saying, long overdue in trying to figure out what American businesses are propping up some of these Chinese military companies. So, yeah,
yep.
I can send you the list for sure.
Yep, I want to see the list. I want to go through it.
To speak to what you were talking about, Doug, with moving stuff out of China, a lot of European companies, because, you know, I follow a lot of tech news,
yep.
A lot of European companies have already begun the infrastructure of yanking stuff, business out of China. They're moving to Vietnam. They're moving to parts of East Asia, the Philippines, and I think that's kind of going to be the trend that, and I don't know about American companies yet, I don't know that the incentive is going to be to come back to America because it is so much more expensive here, but I do think we will probably follow suit and follow a lot of the EU countries and maybe move businesses to, we have a good relationship with Vietnam. A decent
yep.
relationship with the Philippines.
Yes.
So I think that that's probably where we'll
Laos,
see our business
Cambodia,
going.
Yeah. All those from the war days in the 60s, we've rebuilt the countries anyway, so we might as well. And they
right.
have actually good feelings for Americans now. After we destroyed their countries, then we go back in to build them up. And they have good. It's pretty much the same thing that happened with, if you look at Japan, after World War II, we rebuilt their country, and now we have pretty good relationships, for the most part, with
mm-hmm.
them.
Yeah.
I don't see the relationship with China getting better, frankly. I don't, especially with the current leadership. And if you believe what you read, the people that are underneath this guy are worse than he is. So you gotta wonder what is the world gonna be like, with even more, strictness. The people in China are getting very restless. That you hear from any number of sources. They just don't like what's going on. And when the unemployment rates go up over there, as they have here, they'll really start to get restless. So they have their own problems for sure over there. The psychology of the number seven, Michael keeps putting psychology in there. The psychology of, I take it to mean, and you can take it any way you want to, how our psychology is being changed by the fear in the news media. The fear-based thinking, the fear-based stories, everything is bad, the world's coming to an end. I think
is that what he
raises
means?
So. I don't know
because
what he means.
The psychology stories that I've seen are studies on the psychology of isolation, people feeling lonely,
yeah.
people
yeah.
feeling disconnected from families. Like that's the psychology, there's a new study every day that I come across.
I understand that. I feel a little depressed myself, being separated from my family. I don't really feel like, although I'm sort of making my plans for a couple of months from now, I was going to go, and then I decided not to go to the West Coast.
Yeah.
And that's I get that. I think.
But you know, a new study that I literally just read 2 days ago said that after they polled people in who are isolated, single, older people, that they expected the rates of isolation and depression to be really high, and actually it turns out it was surprisingly low because of technology, because of these grandparents and parents who are living alone, FaceTime, Zoom. They said that they actually had more interaction with seeing their kids on screen and friends and doing social Zooms and things like that they actually felt like they were even more connected than ever, even though nothing can replace being physically in the presence of your loved ones. But
right.
For the most part, they actually found that psychology study was kind of surprising, which is good news because the last thing we need are, you know, depressed
right.
old people who are feeling isolated.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Number six here is the current status of education in our country. People beginning to realize that, as with the police, there needs to be a revamping. Pretty much, I think parents now have gotten closer to what really is going on in school, and a lot of parents don't like the educational, the priorities, if you will, the way things are being taught, what's being taught, parents becoming aware of what isn't being taught, and that's part of this situation here. Kids just aren't learning. They aren't learning when they're in school. They aren't learning now with the tutorials and all of the technology. It's a it, and so a lot of people feel the same about education. And I've started that, talking about, you want to rework the police, rework all public service presence. You're paying for it, so rework it. So I don't know what you ladies have heard about the educational situation, but
well, my friends who are teachers are, you know, obviously they're frustrated because there are certain kids who need extra attention, and so the upside from what they've said is that kids who want to move a little faster are actually they're able to do that because they're working on their own time frame at home, and so that's been good for those kids who aren't feeling like they have to sit and go slower because other kids in the class don't really understand the material. Now, on the other hand, the kids who don't understand the material that well need a lot more attention.
In the desk.
And it's the gap. Now, this is not even a socioeconomic gap. This is just within the same classroom of, you know, of the same school. But when you really look at, like, the socioeconomic dearth that has been created by this distance learning, the kids with money and the kids with schools that have money are really progressing well. And on the other end, kids from struggling public schools who maybe don't have, you know, have spotty internet service at home, don't have a parent who can help them with the homework, those kids are falling really far behind.
Yep. Something has to be examined. Up next, a focus on the economy at number 5 on our story list from Talkers Magazine this week on the Countdown Review.
There's no question vitamin D supports a healthy immune system. And there's no question millions of Americans are deficient in vitamin D. The only question is, why aren't you taking Advanced Vitamin D from Purity Products? Advanced D is doctor-formulated with a clinically validated 5,000 units of vitamin D3, plus immune-supporting cofactors, magnesium, zinc, and boron. And best of all, try Purity's best-selling Advanced D today for less than $20. That's right, get your 30-day starter bottle of Advanced Vitamin D for only $19.95. And when you call right now, you'll get free shipping plus a free Ultra Pure Fish Oil. Don't go around deficient in vitamin D any longer. To claim your Advanced D, visit PurityD.com. That's PurityD.com. Or call 1-800-484-5947. That's 1-800-484-5947. One more time slowly, 1-800-484-5947.
In these unprecedented times, a lot of companies have changed the way they do business. MyPillow has changed their production to provide masks for hospitals. They still want you to get the best sleep of your life, though, and maybe you've noticed it's time to upgrade your sheets and pillows. Right now, they have buy one, get one free pricing on Supima MyPillows, Giza Dream Sheets, MyPillow Towels, Roll and Go Anywhere Pillows, Duvet Covers, Giza Pillowcases, Bolster Pillows, and Neck Pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV when you check out. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free, plus he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, sheets, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Use promo code DJV when checking out at MyPillow.com. Give your linen closet a makeover at MyPillow.com, and remember to use promo code DJV. That's promo code DJV.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Streed. From minimally invasive techniques with tiny incisions to the use of robots, there have been a lot of surgical advances. But one of the biggest is something that happens before the patient ever gets into the operating room. 3D modeling has been a huge advance in terms of surgical planning.
Even the best of us have a hard time converting two-dimensional slices from a CT scan or an MRI into a 3D model in our heads and not losing detail. And this takes that out of our hands and makes us actually able to hold a physical object that we can spin around. Interestingly, it often turns up little quirks of the patient's anatomy that we might not have noticed on the 2D that actually change the course of the surgery.
Dr. Karthik Balakrishnan says the future holds other promising uses for 3D modeling.
We're actually looking at 3D printing things to be implanted into patients. So 3D printing custom endotracheal tubes, 3D printing stents, 3D printing implants.
For Mayo Clinic Radio, I'm Joel Streed.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. When you turn to Rocket Mortgage, we can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so now is a great time to call 8338-ROCKET. And if you need some extra money, a cash-out refinance could give you that financial boost you're looking for. Call today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states and NMLS number 3030.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This is the Talk Radio Review. Unfortunately, we don't have a place for the Tiger. What's the name of that show?
Tiger King.
Tiger King.
Tiger King. The ladies are talking about that.
Should be number one trending on this list forever.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, right. All right, we are going through the trending stories, the top 10 stories, according to the research done by the folks at Talkers Magazine. List printed every week at talkers.com. We've gone from number 10 to number 6. Number 5 is the economy. What, 40 million people are out of work? Unemployment rate is over 14%. Do either of you know someone who was unemployed because of the virus and now has gone back to work? Or are most
no,
of the people you know still?
I know people still? Who are still, yeah. My sister-in-law was furloughed. My brother lost his job. A lot of our friends have
lost, like it's not going to be, he doesn't have a job to go back to at some point?
Maybe next year, I don't know.
Wow.
But, yeah, I don't know. So, yeah, we have a lot of friends
who work
ugly. We have a lot of friends who work in the service industry, and we just ran into, we just got takeout from one of the restaurants in the little village where we live, and we, for the first time, they have outdoor seating now available. And so, outdoor dining, I should say. And so our favorite bartender, we ran into him and we hadn't seen him in months, so we didn't know what had happened. And his other job besides working as a bartender was he's a car dealer. He works at a car dealership. So mm-hmm. We know the car dealerships got shut down immediately. So both of his sources of income were completely obliterated. And so he has been working construction. He's been working on job sites for the last couple of months to keep some money coming in.
Yeah.
So in his, you know, we were happy for him that it wasn't, you know, a total wash, but there are other friends of ours in the service industry who just, you know, they mm-hmm. just weren't able to come back yet. So it's tough.
Yep. How about you, Jennifer? You know anybody who is on the beach and still is or has gone back to work?
I really, of all my friends, I mean, I have friends who are teachers who got sent home, but they're still working. I have another friend who worked in, like, a medical office, and she got sent home and had her schedule cut to, like, 3 days a week instead of five, but they still paid her at the same rate, so she was loving life.
That's
so
good.
I really don't know anybody who lost their job because of COVID. Most of my friends just kept working, but just working from home for the most part.
Yeah, there you go. All right, number 4 this week on the countdown is a focus on the presidential race. What I want to know, whether this is fake news or real news, I saw a story suggesting that Trump told Sean Hannity this week that he expects Joe Biden is going to beat him in November. The story is from the Daily Beast.
Yeah, I would not pay too much attention to that.
So how do they get away with that? That if it's, I mean, they are quoting supposedly, how can they be that blatant if in fact it's not? They say during a town hall meeting, Trump fell back on his well-worn attack lines against the Democrats, blah, 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 blah.
It's a lot closer. There's a lot of polling that's coming out right now from all different sources that show Joe Biden with pretty significant leads in not only in the national polling, but in some of the key battleground states. But there, if you look into the way that they're gathering these metrics, they're not gathering metrics from likely voters, and that's what you want to look at. The polls that you really want to pay attention to at the very bottom, when no one reads the fine print anymore, the polling of likely voters, and you want to look at the margin of error, because there are a lot of headlines that are being extrapolated right now. I think the president has said that if Joe Biden wins, that he will most likely probably not be president. And I think a lot of people feel that same way. I think a lot of people are looking at Joe Biden, whether they want to admit it or not, as a placeholder for whoever is going to be the vice president. I don't think that any of us, given a dose of truth serum, think that Joe Biden's going to finish out a four-year term. He is being used to try as the best chance maybe to get elected, and then whether he gracefully bows out or however it plays out.
I know that Joe has said he's been very blatant about it. You know, he wouldn't seek a second term, obviously, but he said that he's, you know, he considers himself a bridge to the next generation. I don't, unless something really drastically changes with his health.
Let's hold this for the next hour. Hold on to this. We'll continue this a little bit. Second half hour of our Talk Radio Review coming up.
What's more important, how you look or how you feel? Well, with Calitrin, you don't have to choose. Calitrin has been proven safe and effective for weight loss and energy for over 20 years. It not only helps you look better, but it's actually good for you, so you feel better too.
My name is Anne from North Carolina. I am in love with Calitrin. I have lost multiple inches and about 20 pounds in a little over 2 months.
This is Michael, California. I take Calitrin and I feel great. I have a lot of energy and it's been fantastic.
I started using Calitrin 2 months ago and I just love it. I had to go buy all my pants. I had started not fitting and everything was too big. People ask me what I'm doing and I always tell them not doing Calitrin. So I just really, feel this is a wonderful product for people to try.
See, it's not just another diet product. It's Calitrin. For more information, visit TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com.
Time for you to brighten up your smile, make it whiter, because if you're a coffee drinker, a tea drinker, a red wine drinker, or you're a smoker, it's taken the shine from your grin. Over the years, a lot of people have tried tooth whitening products, varying things, the strips. They can take 30 minutes or more, the trays, the gels. What a mess. Here's the 5-minute solution to a bright white smile. It's called Power Swabs. Works in 5 minutes, no mess, no fuss. It's an all-natural patented tooth detergent and whitening agent that lightens the stains in your teeth in 5 minutes. You snap open the tube, swab your teeth, and start smiling again. When you do it every 5 or 6 days, it really will change the way you look. Power Swabs, remove the stains. Go to powerswabs.com and use the code DJV10 to get 40% off plus another $10 and free shipping. That's powerswabs.com. Use the code DJV10.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
from the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge, defending your rights as a Christian, a parent, and a citizen. Here's Brad Dickus.
California lawmakers created a new statute in 2018 preventing public employers from disparaging unions. The statute was designed to undercut the 2018 Supreme Court Janus decision, which gave public employees an opt-out right from paying any union dues. Now, seven elected officials in California are suing the California Public Employment Relations Board for violating their First Amendment rights of free speech. Well, Pacific Justice Institute will provide free legal help to any employees who, as a matter of conscience, seek to opt out from paying union dues.
The Pacific Justice Institute provides legal representation to individuals without charge. Learn more at pacificjustice.org. That's pacificjustice.org.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Back now to the second half hour of our Talk Radio review for the week with the components of the DJV show, Doug, Jen, Victoria. I'm Doug Steffen with my comments. Jennifer Warren has hers and Victoria Keelan also hers. We were talking about the presidential race, and I wondered whether the John Bolton book will have anything to do. That was sort of in here in the whole overall review of what's going on this week and the chaos of our review. What about the Bolton book? Who's read it and what do we think?
I have not read it, but I don't know. I think it's going to be tough for him to get sales because I don't know who his audience is. Victoria's pointed that out many times. And I don't necessarily think it changes the election. John Bolton's book speaks to two people, the ardent supporters of President Trump who aren't going to listen to him and the Democrats who want something bad on him who are never going to vote for him. So,
right.
You know, is it going to have a huge impact on the independent voters? I don't think so.
He's going to be on the DJV program with us next Tuesday. I don't normally do with you these such strident political stuff, but I find him to be such a character, and I've been so outspoken about him, I thought, okay, let's take a shot at having him on the program and see what he sounds like, what he has to say in a few minutes. You know, it's a quick hit. People is anybody listening to this program? We have millions of people on hundreds of stations that listen to the DJV program every week. Is anybody going to be influenced? That's kind of what you just addressed, Jennifer, whether anybody's going to be influenced by listening to him to buy the book. How is it selling, by the way, to this point? It's been out for a week or so. Anybody know what the stats are?
It's Tuesday, so I don't know what the stats are yet.
No. All right. Number three on the story list this week. We're getting into the area which was number one last week and the week before. Now, this week, number three, the whole business about race relations in our country, police reform movement. I think the pendulum has gone, if I can put my two cents worth in, the focus on Black Lives Matter, how that relates to our relationships, whether it be black on white or whether it's any number of different considerations for race. I think that the police reform movement is something that is long overdue, and I would encourage everybody listening to participate in this discussion. And I think, as I said, with the education situation in number six, that there needs to be complete reform there as well. One of the subtexts to race relations was the complete overcooking of the noose case in NASCAR and Bubba Wallace. That became ridiculous. So anyway,
not
those
really,
are
really though. Why do you think it's ridiculous?
Because it had nothing to do with the idea.
But when you see a noose hanging and a black man is wheeling his car in, like I don't see that.
It wasn't a noose.
I would have the same.
It was the garage door.
But when I
pulled
yeah,
out.
I, Well, we know that now, but there it looks like a noose. You haven't seen the pictures. It looks like a noose is
hanging in the garage door for someone with a very small head.
I don't know. Obviously, it looks disturbing, I guess.
Yeah.
But I think we're so quick to jump to conclusions in this country, we forget to let facts come out. And so immediately, everybody who doesn't like stereotypes plays on a stereotype that NASCAR people are racist. And so that was what dominated the news cycle about how terrible NASCAR is and how racist they are. And, oh, they like the Confederate flag and blah, 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 blah. And so we play, the same group that calls for ending stereotypes played to a very prevalent stereotype and didn't actually do better and rise to the occasion. So that's unfortunate.
But there are truths in stereotypes. That's how they become stereotypes.
Oh, no question about that.
On all sides of the aisle. Absolutely right.
Right.
I mean, and by the way, I think we all have them. I think anybody who tells you they don't have stereotypes, they're lying to you because it's how our brain classifies things. But certainly, but here's the thing, and I'll just finish it up and be done. The fact that we are not celebrating that this was not a noose and instead a garage opener for Bubba Wallace is disgusting to me. You have people like Al Sharpton out there going, well, I don't know if I really believe it.
Right.
Well, believe it, pal. That wasn't installed to scare anybody. It was a garage door opener. I don't understand why we have to keep pushing a narrative when it's dead.
All right, so here's the part of the narrative that I think does need to be pushed. A story about an 18-year-old girl, biracial, living in Wisconsin. This assault on her now being investigated finally by police as a hate crime. She was set on fire in her car in Madison, Wisconsin. Her name is Althea Bernstein. She told authorities she was stopped at a red light when her driver's side window, she had it down. She heard somebody yell at her something that I will not repeat on the air. And the four white guys in the car sprayed a liquid on her face and her neck and then threw a lighter at her. So this kind of ignorance, I mean, it infuriates me to the point of wondering what happens. I don't even know they caught these guys. So she was able to put the fire out on herself by patting herself down. But the fact that even happened, are there people that are that ignorant in this country? Yeah. Yeah, there are. And
that's
they really make
though.
It bad for the rest.
Hate.
Yeah,
that's
it
just,
is
that's
hate.
Beyond
that's being
ignorance.
Hateful.
Yeah,
can you imagine the shock of that happening to you? If you were driving along in your car, and you're sitting at a light, somebody throws lighter fluid on your body, and then they throw a match at you? Who thinks like that? Who thinks? Where did they come
criminals.
From?
Criminals. Those. That's
oh, my
thought.
God.
I mean, it's not thought of a normal person.
Yeah. Anyway, so that's the kind of stuff that cranks me up. Some of the other things. Listening to Al Sharpton is like watching paint dry. He's such a blowhard. Who cares what he has to say?
But
the real stuff is in these
do
stories.
Care.
Well,
I don't dislike him.
I don't like him at all.
I know.
All right. we're all this is opinion based.
He spews a dangerous narrative that just adds to.
I told you the story
and the violence.
Yeah. Any encounter I've had with him personally has been negative. Whereas I told you the story on the DJV show this week of the encounter I had with Jesse Jackson, and I didn't have a lot of patience with him until I met him and spent some time talking to him. He's an interesting character, to be sure, and very intelligent, and he's an opportunist, don't get me wrong, but he still there's something about Al Sharpton that spews hate. Jesse Jackson, I didn't feel it. Jesse Jackson's more of a business guy. He uses this stuff to create business and wealth for himself. And he's pretty open about it in Chicago. Number two on our story list is around the Chinese plague, if that's what you want to call it, the government virus, whatever, COVID, the mask debate and whether it saves us from getting the virus. I think people who don't want to wear it say it doesn't, and people who understand that it does are wearing the mask. That's the way it boils down for me. Ladies, what about you?
Yeah, I think, my personal feeling is that I keep my mask on my wrist. If I pass somebody, I put it on. If I don't pass someone, I keep it off. Now, that is me breaking the law in California because California has created this extensive set of circumstances where it, literally even if you're sitting in a room by yourself, you have to keep it on. I don't think that's legal. I don't think it's the who we are as a country. I'm not going to do that. But to when I'm around other people, sure, I think that it's the right thing to do. It's the responsible thing to do. Whether it works or not, it makes people feel better, and that's why I do it.
Okay, that's an interesting way of looking. It makes people feel better. I think it's better for you, but I do think it's the polite thing to do. What about you, Victoria?
Yeah, whenever we're in public, whether we're walking the dogs or going, we just, you know, our anniversary was this week, and so we went out to dinner
happy
for the
anniversary.
First time. And
to the wedding I didn't get invited to. Right?
Correct.
That's the anniversary.
And, yeah. So,
and you didn't get invited to the anniversary either. There's
a no, damn, right.
but yeah, it was our first, like, you know, proper dining experience, and it was nice. And we, you know, you wear the mask if you have to go inside to go to the bathroom or whatever, and then when you're sitting at your table, you can eat and you don't have to wear a mask. So it was fine.
The servers were
covered, and we felt safe.
I had dinner last night with a friend at a restaurant, first time I've been in a restaurant for, I don't know, 3 or 4 months. And
it was the first martini I've had someone else make for me in 4 months, and
it
was
better,
delightful.
Huh?
Oh, yeah.
Much better.
Every sip just tasted better.
Yeah. You don't have to drink it through the mask either. So anyway, we walk into this restaurant. We had outside dining, and it was a nice night, so it seemed like a nice thing to do. And we both walked in with a mask on. And then we sat at the table and took the mask off. And it was kind of cool.
Who is this that you walked in and sat with?
A lady who actually made the masks that we have. We have a special on my farm at easleyfarm.com. You can see a picture of the masks that were made. They're milk and cow masks. And they're special.
You
know, yeah. She's nicely attractive. Thank you for asking. Yeah.
So was this a date?
Single?
Your first post-quarantine date?
What has this got to do with the discussion?
This is everything.
It is a date. Yeah, that's good, Dougie.
Well, good for you. That's good. Our single friends haven't had any dates yet, so you're ahead of the curve, yeah.
I like to think I am.
How'd the date end? Did it end well?
Speaking of the the debate.
Did you get to see more of her mask?
The Center for Disease Control says that young people, this is a duh, are not naturally immune to the virus and they should be paying more attention.
Right.
This is a joke, kind of. Hello, the stats. Young people are going to get it, but the whole, and maybe we'll pause for a minute here and get to the number one story. When it comes to the COVID and what people take away, what they know, what they don't know, what they feel, this is not going to kill you for the most part. Unless your immune system is completely shot, this thing is not going to kill you. But a lot of people have, and they're older folks, or very young, don't have real strong immune systems, so they don't fight this or a lot of other diseases that they could die from. So I think that's what's warped in the looking at the numbers. But I think it's kind of rude. You know, you might have it, and if you don't want to protect yourself, fine. But be nice enough to protect other people from getting at best, it's an inconvenience. You get sick for 3 or 4 days. And you don't feel, you know, it's really pretty rotten, I guess, from what I've heard from people to get it. And it's really, you really feel sick for 3, 4, 5 days. Why would you want to help somebody get sick like that? That's, I think, what you think about. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. A list of the stories now from Talkers Magazine for the week of June 22nd to the 26th. At number 10, that big dust cloud coming over the Atlantic from the Sahara Desert is going to impact the southeast part of our country. Number 9, the House Judiciary hearings, the Flynn charges, etc. Number 8, our relationship with China. Number 7, the psychology or psychosis of our circumstance with the COVID. Number 6, the educational situation or lack thereof. Number 5 is the economy. Number 4, the presidential race. Number 3, race relations. Number 2, the debate about wearing masks and having separation, the healthcare debate. Number 1, an overall view of the Chinese government, if that's what you want to call it, the statistics, projections on the virus. That's it. Number 1 this week, according to the story list that's published at talkers.com.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen.
In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey guys, it's Mock and Daisy from the Chicks on the Right. We want to tell you about our new podcast, the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast.
Every week we talk about the issues that matter to us most.
We talk about everything from parenting and our families to the Me Too movement and what women really want in men.
And if you're just plain tired of people trying to tell you what to do and how to live your life, we tackle that too.
Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening on the Apple Podcast app, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app.
Don't forget to leave us a comment or review and subscribe.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Streed. From minimally invasive techniques with tiny incisions to the use of robots, there have been a lot of surgical advances. But one of the biggest is something that happens before the patient ever gets into the operating room. 3D modeling has been a huge advance in terms of surgical planning.
Even the best of us have a hard time converting two-dimensional slices from a CT scan or an MRI into a 3D model in our heads and not losing detail. And this takes that out of our hands and makes us actually able to hold a physical object that we can spin around. Interestingly, it often turns up little quirks of the patient's anatomy that we might not have noticed on the 2D that actually change the course of the surgery.
Dr. Karthik Balakrishnan says the future holds other promising uses for 3D modeling.
We're actually looking at 3D printing things to be implanted into patients. So 3D printing custom endotracheal tubes, 3D printing stents, 3D printing implants.
For Mayo Clinic Radio, I'm Joel Streed.
Time for you to brighten up your smile, make it whiter, because if you're a coffee drinker, a tea drinker, a red wine drinker, or you're a smoker, it's taken the shine from your grin. Over the years, a lot of people have tried tooth whitening products, varying things, the strips that can take 30 minutes or more, the trays, the gels. What a mess. Here's the 5-minute solution to a bright white smile. It's called Power Swabs. Works in 5 minutes, no mess, no fuss. It's an all-natural, patented tooth detergent and whitening agent that lightens the stains in your teeth in 5 minutes. You snap open the tube, swab your teeth, and start smiling again. And you do it every 5 or 6 days, it really will change the way you look. Power Swabs, remove the stains. Go to powerswabs.com and use the code DJV10 to get 40% off plus another $10 and free shipping. That's powerswabs.com. Use the code DJV10.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
On the people side of things for the Talk Radio Countdown show, at number 10, Greg Abbott and Ron DeSantis are tied for that position. Number 9, Andrew Cuomo and Bill de Blasio. I call him Blah Blasio, two New Yorkers. Mary Trump is at 8. Michael Flynn is at 7. William Barr is at 6. Bubba Wallace, 5. Tim Scott and Nancy Pelosi tied for the 4th position. John Bolton is number 3. Joe Biden is number 2. And Donald Trump is number 1 on this people list. Again, the charts published every week, and this is the week of June 22nd to the 26th that we're covering here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. All right, so I'm looking at some of the outlying stories about the COVID-19, which
really
is number 1.
I'm really so happy that you have this big dating life now, Doug. I mean, really.
What?
This is good
this
stuff
is nothing
learning
to do.
About
you.
Stop
it.
What are you talking
You're
about?
Like
it's number 1 on the countdown list.
You're like a cat. You're like a man about town.
The Eiffel Tower has reopened. France is going to screen lots of people for the disease. So if you're a tourist, apparently they're not using the elevator because it's too close. So if you want to go to the top of the Eiffel Tower, you have to climb the stairs.
Have fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the most visited monument in the world, and they've been closed since March. So the fact that it's open is kind of an interesting thing, another reality connected to the return to whatever is normal. Who knows what that is. Thank you, ladies. Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn here on the Talk Radio Roundup.
Talk Radio Countdown.
a jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Don't distance yourself from your goals. At Shasta College, you can earn transfer-ready credits from the comfort of your couch or get job-ready for that high-demand career with convenient, cost-effective classes that work for you. Register now for fall classes. The semester starts August 17th, and now is the perfect time to take control of your future. Visit our website at shastacollege.edu or call 242-7500. Start your tomorrow today at Shasta College.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has the chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
These are unprecedented times. Challenging how the YMCA works to strengthen community as we have for nearly 170 years. But we've always found ways to help people and communities in times of crisis. Right now, Ys across the country are providing emergency childcare, shelter, food programs, and outreach to seniors. But we can't do it alone. Whether you're connected to the Y or have a fond Y memory, we need you to stay with us. Reach out to your local Y today and stay with us for a better us.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's 53 after the hour now. Time for us to take a complete look at the top five stories this week in the world of technology. And here to do that for us is Victoria Keelan from the DJV program. Number five is a focus. I love this when I do alliteration. Focus on Fandango. I like that, Victoria.
Very nice. So several movie theater chains are preparing to open their doors again to the public. And Fandango, of course, is the website and the app where you can see what movie theaters have which movies. You can also book your tickets through it. I use the app all the time. It's very easy to use. I love it. And then you can scan. Yeah. And then when you get to the theater, you just scan your phone and you have a contactless experience. So it's great. So now Fandango's website and the mobile apps are incorporating several new resources, including which theaters have which have certain policies. They include the you can choose your own seat, so they have socially distant seating maps on it, attendance policies, if you have to wear a mask or whatever the cleaning regimens are. So it's all a lot of information that Fandango has been collecting from theaters across the country. And from state to state, it does vary. So if movie theaters are open near you, just check out Fandango first so you have an idea of what to expect when you go back to the movies.
Good. Number four, a new way to monitor the virus from the NBA. This seems kind of a stretch, but I guess...
No, this is super cool and super high-tech. Yeah. I'm loving these Aura rings. It's a high-tech ring. It's like a Fitbit, but it gets more information, and it's a ring that you wear on your finger. They're waterproof. They look really cool. They're about $300, and so the NBA players, as they're all isolating now in Walt Disney World in Orlando, as they prepare to get the season started again, the players will all be wearing these rings, and the rings are so high-tech, they connect to an app, they monitor three different types of respiration in your body, three different body temperature sensors, they have a gyroscope, they have all kinds of stuff in them, fitness tracker, sleep tracker, these rings are so high-tech that they can forecast and predict the onset of COVID-19 related symptoms 3 really? Days in advance with a 90% accuracy. So this is going to be one of those instances where medical tech, which is this sort of sector, this is going to be really important for the NBA to get going again. I would imagine that other sports will start doing this too. Football, because of the contact, the nature of the contact, they probably can't wear rings, but baseball players will probably start wearing these. and other sports as well. So it's a great thing that the NBA has extended to the players. They're not required to wear the rings, but so far from what I've seen, pretty much everybody is wearing them.
Number three.
Comcast is continuing to offer free access to 1.5 million public Xfinity Wi-Fi hotspots, and they've extended this now through the end of 2020. They said they saw a huge jump in usage after they opened up the public hotspots, not surprising because everybody's working from home and needs an extra boost of internet. And so they said they're excited to keep them open through the end of the year. This was supposed to expire on June 30th, but just because so many people have been using the free Wi-Fi, essentially, and also in the Internet Essentials tier, which is the Comcast tier that's designed for low-income customers, they have had a huge spike in usage. So I think this is a company that's actually, for a change, doing something good by the customers.
Let's see if we think number two story, which is a focus on Apple, is good for the customers.
So Apple this week had their WWDC, that's the Worldwide Developers Conference, and this is their conference every year where they feature new and upcoming products that aren't on the market yet, but things that they're working on. So it's different from when they announce the new iPhone and then you can order it 2 weeks later. This is a little bit further out. And so one of the cool things that came from this year's WWDC is Apple has developed technology to use your iPhone to replace your car keys. And so CarPlay is the infotainment system that's available in 97% of new cars. And so now, instead of keeping your key with you all the time, which Apple says, and they're not wrong, car keys have been around over 100 years now. They keep getting bigger, they're bulkier, they take up a lot of space in your pocket, and so Apple felt like they were just ripe for a reimagining, and the reimagining ended up being your iPhone can now, you walk up to your car, you hold your iPhone out, it can unlock your car, it can start your car, and now they're working on tech to have you be further away, and you can even keep your phone in your pocket and still start your car.
Number one.
General Motors has OnStar, which was the original, you know, remote assistance plan in technology. They have now they're now releasing a new app called Guardian, and it will give you essentially all of the features that you would get in your car with OnStar, but it will be available on your smartphone, and you can have up to 7 friends and family members sharing GPS locations, and you get all the 24/7 assistance that OnStar provides, which is pretty cool.
All right, so there it is, boys and girls, a list of the top 5 tech stories this week. Thanks to Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Gas continues to inch up at the pump. Now it's $2.22 for a gallon of regular, but fuel analyst Trilby Lundberg says it's not likely to climb much higher or faster.
Unless there is an important event in oil price recovery, I think what we will see is either a cessation of price rises or possibly a decline. If there are any rises, chances are they will be small.
Still, Lundberg says the $2.22 price is 51 cents less than we were paying a year ago, highest in the San Francisco Bay Area at $3.15, the lowest $1.78 in Baton Rouge. Denver police apprehended 3 people after a small group of protesters attempted to set fire to the pedestal of a Civil War statue toppled last week. Mississippi set to remove its Confederate emblem, from its flag, Mississippi is the last state in the nation to do so.
85 yeas and 34 nays, resolution passed.
The first step in doing that was passed by Mississippi lawmakers Saturday. Debates on the next vote to remove the state flag begin right away. Then a commission would design a new flag that cannot have the Confederate symbol. Republican Lieutenant Governor Delbert Hoseman.
We still have the bill to go, and it'll come. We still have a vote to go. But we needed to step forward in Mississippi. This is that one step.
For decades, the flag supporters resisted efforts to change it, but rapid developments changed the political dynamics. Protests against racial injustice and leaders from all corners pushed Mississippi on their flag. I'm Julie Walker.
Starbucks is the latest company to pause social media ads after a campaign led by civil rights organizations called for an ad boycott of Facebook, saying it doesn't do enough to stop racist, violent, and content. The coffee chain's announcement comes after a number of companies like Coca-Cola, Verizon, Eddie Bauer, and REI have said they do the same. News and analysis, townhall.com.
Relief factor, effective pain relief that really, really works. How do I know that? I don't have a script. I don't have talking points. I live it. I've been taking it for a year and a half. I had a lower back pain issue that had been plaguing me for 9 years, almost a decade. I took Relief Factor for 2 weeks. Yes, 2 weeks, and my pain was gone, and it's still gone. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. Don't take my word for it. See their incredible video testimonials at relieffactor.com. And then find out for yourself if this incredible drug-free product could work for you as well as it does for me and tens of thousands of Americans. It's so very, very simple. Go to relieffactor.com, order the 3-week quick starter pack. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. And I guarantee it, Dr. G's guarantee, if you take it morning and evening, as do I, for 3 weeks, by the end of that time, you will know if it works for you like it works for me.
A group of mostly European investment firms sent a joint letter to Brazilian ambassadors in their countries to express concern over rising Amazon deforestation.
Storebrand Asset Management collected the signature of 29 companies that have a total of $3.75 trillion in assets under management. The letter says dismantling of environmental and human rights policies are creating widespread uncertainty about the conditions for investing in or providing financial services to Brazil. It requests the start of dialogue to address the matter.
Bernie Bennett reporting. The letter was sent to embassies in Norway, Sweden, France, Denmark, the Netherlands, and U.S. and the U.K. Poland's conservative president Andrzej Duda was the front-runner in Sunday's election, but fell short of the 50% of votes needed to win in the first round. That according to exit poll projections. Check out more breaking news. Read the latest analysis. Check it all out at townhall.com. Britain's government is pledging to support local officials in the central city of Leicester amid reports that a spike in COVID-19 cases would prompt authorities there to lock the community down. We get more from Charles de Ledesma.
The Sunday Times newspaper says a fresh lockdown would come within days after well over 600 new cases were recorded in the Leicester area in the 2 weeks to June 16. It would be the first time Britain had locked down a single area during the whole pandemic. The Department of Health and Social Care says it's supporting the council and local partners in Leicester to help prevent further transmission of the virus. The newspaper also reports the spike comes amid fears the disease has been spreading through the city's large Asian community, who often live in multi-generational households. Charles de Ledesma, London.
More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
And now, When Radio Was, brought to you by Radiospirits.com.
Folks, up first, it's the second half of an episode of the Judy Canova Show. Then we sail across the pond for the adventures of Sherlock Holmes. At the end of our last show, we indeed were in the middle of a musical comedy variety offering from Judy. Her supporting cast includes Ruby Dandridge's Geranium the Maid, Mel Blanc as both Pedro and Sylvester, and as we resume, I believe featured vocalist Eddie Dean is about to perform the opening song from a then brand new Broadway musical. A little production known as Oklahoma. So here we go. Heading back to the evening of November 16, 1943.
Hey, Miss Judy, I just learned a new song and I'd like you to hear it.
All right, Eddie, let's have it.
It's called Oh, What a Beautiful Morning.
There's a bright golden haze on the meadow. There's a bright golden haze on the meadow. The corn is as high as an elephant's eye, and it looks like it's climbing clear up to the sky. Oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day. I got a beautiful feeling, everything going my way. All the cattle are standing like statues. All the cattle are standing like statues. They don't turn their heads as they see me ride by, but a little brown maverick is winking her eye. Oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day. I got a beautiful
swell tune, Eddie.
Enough of this foolish man. I'm going out to the barn to set up the stage for the opera rehearsal. And by the way, there is one big scene in the opera that calls for a ballet dancer. I hope you have hired somebody from Hollywood to do the dance.
Why, shucks, why can't I do the dance myself? I used to do a bubble dance.
A bubble dancer. How about doing a little dance for us now?
Sorry, no soap.
Silence! You do not have the legs of a ballet dancer. Where did you get such bow legs?
I used to hitchhike to school on oil trucks.
This is my final word. Unless you get me a premier danseuse of the ballet, there will be no opera. The great Shmagoznyak has spoken. Come, Mr. Niles.
Now, ain't this a fine kettle of fish? Where am I going to get a ballet dancer at this time of day? Geranium! Oh, Geranium!
Come in, honey.
What's up? Say, Geranium, do you know anything about ballet dancing?
No, honey, I dance with my feet.
What's up?
But you know, I wasn't quite a dancer. Why, in my day, they used to call me Geranium Jones, the gal who has more curves than the Lincoln Highway.
Yeah, sure got a lot of detours now. Oh, joke. You know, Mrs. Magoo's is threatening to throw up the opera unless I can get a ballet dancer.
Greetings and salutations and all kind of stuff and things.
Hello, Sylvester.
Say, I saw all the fellows congregating out in the barn, so I figured you were by yourself and I'd pay you a visit. You know, be one of the girls.
Well, thank you, Sylvester. Be one of the girls. Ain't that nice, though? Say, jump in grasshoppers. Oh, you want to be one of the girls. Sylvester, you're the answer to my prayers.
Okay, let's neck.
No. You said you wanted to be one of the girls. Well, that's what you're going to be. I want you to put on one of my dresses and pose as a famous ballet dancer. Here, get into this dress.
Oh, supper and fuck a tag.
Hey, honey, I don't think Mr. Sylvester can get in your dress. Well, I'm going to measure him and see. Here's the tape measure, and I'll start measuring. And Sylvester, you can write the figures down as I call them out. All right, first, neck 16.
Neck 16.
Chest 44.
Chest 44.
Waist 34.
Waist 34. Well, Miss Judy, go ahead.
I'll have to get a bigger tape measure.
This dress is going to be short, so you'd better sew a raffle on the bottom.
Sylvester, you mean ruffle. A raffle has to do with a turkey.
Well, in this dress, I'm no pigeon.
Now, you go ahead and get busy and get dressed now, and Geranium will help you put on some makeup. I'll see you out in the barn, and don't forget, you're a lady.
Hey, Judy!
Come in, Mr. Niles. What's the matter?
Geez, Magoo's knocked out in the barn, and he's tearing his hair out, waiting for you.
Oh, I had to find a ballet dancer for the Opry. She's in the house now dressing. She'll be out here any minute.
Introduce me. I'm sort of a ladies' man.
Well, this dancer's sort of a ladies' man, too. I'll call her. Sylvia, are you ready?
I'll slip on something and come down.
Something. Mr. Niles, I want you to meet my girlfriend, the famous ballet dancer, Sylvia Sylvester.
Oh, well, it's indeed a pleasure to meet you, my fair Sylvia. You're such a dainty little flower.
Dainty flower, he says.
Yeah, wait till he gets a load of your stems.
Come, Sylvia, darling. Mr. Smagoosnacht waiting for you. Allow me to escort you to the barn.
Oh, Judy, do you think I should?
Judy, isn't she cute? You can see she doesn't know much about men.
Yes, sir, I know you're a kind brother.
What?
I said, I have a very kind brother.
Oh, you have a cute little catch in your voice.
Yeah, she's liable to get caught any minute.
Sylvia, I wish you'd lift your veil so I could see your face. I'll bet you have the skin of a peach.
Yep, fuzz and all. Well, Sylvia, Mr. Smagoozy's waiting for us, so I guess we better go.
Come, Sylvia, put your little hand in mine. Your hand is rough.
Well, back in the old country, we girls had to help out on the farm.
Uh-huh. Is that what makes your hand rough?
Yes. That's my old cow hand.
Well, you better let him hold the uttering.
Hey, Judy. Judy, would you do me a favor? Go make some kind of an excuse to Mr. Smagoosnacht. I'm going to take Sylvia for a walk in the moonlight.
Oh, I'd rather walk in the moonlight with Judy.
Oh, what fun could you have walking in the moonlight with Judy?
He's so young.
He's so young.
Mr. Niles, I think there's something that you should ought to know.
Yeah?
Yeah, Sylvia ain't like other girls. No, she's more of a tomboy.
Yes, I've always worn the pants of my family.
Well, I'll not be put aside. Sylvia, come into my arms. Let me crush you to my bosom.
Oh, my goodness.
Sylvia, did I hurt your ribs?
No, you broke her cigars. I like that, you might have seen stars.
Oh, well, enough of this. My mind is made up. Sylvia, you and I are going to elope. I'll go into the house and change clothes, and when I come out, I'll carry you away.
Well, Mr. Niles, if you're going to carry Sylvia away, then you better put on a letter carrier's uniform.
Well, why should I put on a letter carrier's uniform?
Because, brother, you'll have an armload of mail.
Before Judy sings her next song, let me tell you that the package of Colgate tooth powder I want you to get tonight promises you a breath that's sweet and a smile that dazzles. Now, that's quite a promise, isn't it? But it's based on facts, because Colgate tooth powder not only banishes dull film quickly and safely from your teeth, not only leaves them sparkling with natural brilliance, but at the same instant, it gives you a breath that's sweet and wholesome. And those are facts, friends, for scientific tests have proved beyond question that Colgate tooth powder actually stops oral unpleasing breath, stops it instantly in 7 cases out of 10. And it's just that easy, too. You simply brush your teeth night and morning and before every date with Colgate tooth powder for a breath that's sweet and a smile that dazzles. Remember, Colgate tooth powder. And now, here's Judy with another song for you. With Charles Dant and his orchestra, Judy sings, "Have I Stayed Away Too Long?"
Have I stayed away too long? Have I stayed away too long?
Is up, but we'll all be seeing you next Tuesday at this very same time. Say, come on out for Thanksgiving dinner. We'll be looking for you. This is Judy Canova saying thanks a lot and good night, folks. Good night, Chet.
For a breath that's sweet and a smile that dazzles, it's Colgate tooth powder. This is Ken Nile saying, see y'all next Tuesday. Thanks.
from November 16, 1943. I'm your host, Greg Bell, and moving on. Up next here on When Radio Was, Arthur Conan Doyle's famed detective, Sherlock Holmes. It begins right after this break.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
A Loveland, Colorado homeowner could go to jail for protecting his property from melting snow. He paid $10,000 for a permit to add a small addition, but then the city changed the rules. He had to stop work, pay another $30,000 for a new permit, and wait for approval. He waited so long winter came, and melting snow was pouring off the unfinished roof into his basement. He tacked up some plastic to temporarily route the water away, and the city compliance officers pounced. He was dragged into court for putting up plastic without a permit while waiting for the permit. Even the court could not figure out what he had done to deserve such abuse. In America, it's the government's job to protect our rights, not steal them. Thieves go to jail, not innocent victims.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
Is it a cold, allergies like I have, or worse? How do you know if you've contracted the coronavirus? There's lots of online tools to help, and one of them is 19Check.com. We spoke to developer Kathy Tai.
19Check is an online telehealth assessment platform that anybody can go on for free to check how likely they are to have coronavirus. So it's a symptoms checker, it's a survey that they fill out, and based on their answers to the questions, we calculate their risk score from low, medium to high. And we can also connect them for free to a nurse practitioner via video consultation. They can book a time and speak to a medical staff on our team to be able to understand more about their symptoms and whether or not they should be visiting hospital in person.
The website is simply 19check.com. That's the number 19check.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Have you ever found yourself asking, where has all the common sense gone?
Hey, I'm Mock.
And I'm Daisy.
And every week, we'll be answering the questions that you've been too scared to ask. If you feel like your kids are speaking a totally different language, or you just missed the simpler days before political correctness, this is the show for you. We're having fun with the news because life's way too short to take it too seriously. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening to the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast on your favorite podcast app.
Welcome back to When Radio Was, and now Arthur Conan Doyle's famed detective, as voiced by Tom Conway. The British film actor had stepped into the role after Basil Rathbone had departed the radio series. But Rathbone's frequent film co-star Nigel Bruce stuck around for a while, as you'll now hear. The announcer is Joseph Bell, and the story presented is known as The Adventure of Wisteria Lodge. It's from May 12, 1947.
Tonic and Kreml Shampoo present the new adventures of Sherlock Holmes, starring Nigel Bruce as Dr. Watson and Tom Conway as Sherlock Holmes. Now, once again, here we are in Dr. Watson's comfortable study. Good evening, Dr. Watson.
Good evening, Mr. Bell. Sit down, my boy, and make yourself comfortable.
Thank you. Yeah, warm tonight, isn't it?
It is indeed. Quite summery, in fact.
Let's see. Tonight you're going to tell us about the strange adventure of Mr. John Scott Eccles at Wisteria Lodge, aren't you?
Yes, and I think I can promise you that you'll find it weird enough to make you shiver a bit in spite of the weather.
Good. I can hardly wait.
It was a bleak, wintry day. The year was 1892, I believe. We were in our rooms in Baker Street, and Holmes had received a telegram during lunch. He'd read it and sent off a reply. The lunch things were subsequently cleared away, and Holmes was standing in front of the fireplace, smoking his pipe, a thoughtful look on his face. Suddenly, He turned to me with a mischievous twinkle in his eyes.
Watson, you are supposed to be a man of letters. How would you define the word grotesque?
Grotesque? Well, something strange, remarkable.
No, there's more in it than that. Grotesque. There's an underlying suggestion of the tragic and the terrible.
Yes, but why all this introspection? Who's been using the word now?
This telegram. Read it.
Oh, let's have a look. I've just had most incredible and grotesque experience. May I consult you? Signed J.S. Eccles. And sent from the Chang Cross Post Office. Eccles. I wonder if it's a man or a woman.
Man, of course. No woman would have sent a reply paid telegram.
No?
No. She would have come herself. Ah, and that, if I'm not mistaken, is Mr. Eccles himself. Let's take a peek at him before Mrs. Hudson lets him in. Watson, don't joggle the curtain like that. It's too obvious.
Respectable looking, eh, Holmes? Notice the gray whiskers? Pompous old bird.
Yes. Everything from his spats to the gold-rimmed spectacles and top hat pronounce him a conservative. A churchman, a good citizen, orthodox and conventional to the last degree.
Yes, but what is such a paragon coming here for?
Accidents, my dear Watson, sometimes happen even in the best regulated circles. Here he is. Come in. Ah, good day. Mr. Eccles, I presume?
Yes. Eccles. John Scott Eccles. I've just had a most upsetting and unpleasant experience, Mr. Holmes. Most improper, most outrageous.
Pray sit down, Mr. Eccles.
Oh, thank you.
This is my colleague, Dr. Watson.
How do you do, sir?
It's an outrage. That's what it is.
Oh, sorry.
May I ask, Mr. Eccles, why you didn't come to me at once?
What do you mean?
It's now 2:15. Your telegram was dispatched at 1:15. And yet one glance at the somewhat disheveled state of your attire shows that the disturbance dates from the moment of your waking.
You're right, Mr. Holmes. I never gave a thought to my appearance. My one idea was to get out of that house. But I've been busy since then, running round to the house agents, you know. The fellow's rent was paid right enough.
Come, come, Mr. Eccles. I'm afraid you've acquired my friend Dr. Watson's deplorable habit.
Huh?
He is prone to tell his stories wrong end foremost.
Now, look here, Holmes. I really don't...
Don't interrupt, Watson. Now, Mr. Eccles, will you please give us the facts of the case? Now what? Come in.
Aha!
Oh, so it's you, Lestrade, the watchdog of Scotland Yard. I might have known no one else would come thundering at the door in that fashion.
I thought I'd find him here. Are you not Mr. John Scott Eccles of Popham House Lee?
Naturally he is. You traced him through his telegram to me. It's all perfectly obvious, so why be so melodramatic?
Who is this gentleman?
Allow me to introduce Inspector Lestrade, mastermind of Scotland Yard.
You better blazes, Mr. Holmes. It's Mr. Eccles I'm after.
And what for, if I may be so impertinent?
The murder of Mr. Aloysius Garcia of Wisteria Lodge near Esher.
Dead? You say he's dead?
No, none of that surprise stuff. This letter was found in his pocket. You wrote it, didn't you?
Of course.
You accepted his invitation to spend last night in his house, didn't you?
Yes,
you did stay the night there, eh?
Yes, but I can explain.
Explain, eh?
One moment, Lestrade. Mr. Eccles was on the verge of telling me what happened during his visit. I suggest we allow him to proceed. Draw up a chair, Lestrade. You might learn something.
Oh, very well, but I warn you, Mr. Eccles, anything you say may be used in evidence against you.
But I'm sure my story, but also... Oh, dear me.
Go on, please. Go on.
Oh, yes. Well, you see, Mr. Holmes, I'm a bachelor of a rather sociable turn of mind. I cultivate a large number of friends, among them Mr. Gerald Melville.
General Melville, the retired brewer?
Oh, yes, that's the one.
Oh, nothing like a glass of Melville's double brew to quench a thirst on a hot day, eh, Lestrade?
Oh, Watson, don't interrupt.
Oh, sir. Well, it was there some weeks ago that I met a fellow named Garcia. He was, I understood, of Spanish descent and connected with the embassy. We struck up quite a friendship. One thing led to another, ended by his inviting me to spend a few days at his house, Wisteria Lodge, between Esher and Oxshott.
How many were there in his household?
He had a sort of valet butler, a countryman of his named Jose, and a half-breed cook called Grogo.
A queer household to find in the heart of Surrey, eh, Holmes?
Yes, Dr. Watson. So I thought at the time. It proved a good deal queerer than I expected.
Yeah, now, let's get to the point. You went to the house?
Yes. I arrived last night, a few hours after dinner. Drove over from Esher. Storm was brewing. House was fair-sized, crazy tumble-down affair. I'll admit, I had some doubts as to the wisdom of my visit as we went up the drive.
Delighted to see you, my dear friend. Delighted. I was afraid you might not reach this place before the storm arrived. Jose,
You will take the Senor Eccles things to his room. The one in front, across the hall from my own.
Si, senor.
Ah, that is he, my priceless Jose.
A beginning-looking fellow, I must say, Garcia. Looks more like a brigand than a servant.
Yes, that is what makes him so truly remarkable. Ah, but coming here into my study. There is a fire and some good red wine and a sandwich for you, which my good Groco has made especially. In here. Come.
Yes, oh, thank you. Well, this is better. I'll admit I was chilled from that drive. And your hall is a trifle drafty, my dear Garza.
But here we are what you call cozy, eh? Come, sit by the fire.
Oh, that feels good.
A glass of wine, no?
Not a bad idea.
Good. I will have one, too. So, and here is your sandwich.
Thank you. Well, I say, this sandwich is hot.
Yes, a Spanish specialty. It is full of onion.
So I notice.
Dios, what was that?
Sounds like someone at the front door. There it is again. I say, Garcia, you look white as a sheet. Is anything the matter?
No, nothing. Nothing at all. Only that it is so late for someone to be calling.
Look here. I'll go to the door if you're afraid.
No, senor. It is not necessary. Jose will go. Ah, listen. He is going now.
I wonder who it is on a night like this.
Come in. What is it, Jose? What has happened?
A message for you, senor. A letter.
Good. Give it to me. So, that is it.
It is what, senor?
Never mind, Jose. And close the door.
Look here, Garcia. What's the matter? Did the letter have bad news?
Bad news? The letter? Oh, but no, senor. Just an invitation. I do not even bother to answer. See, it goes into the fire.
Why are you trembling?
Trembling? Me? It is the cold. I am not accustomed to this climate. But it is late, and I am a bad host, no? You want to go to bed?
Not particularly. And look here. If you're afraid of something, I'm perfectly willing to sit up all night.
Afraid? Come on. Show you to your room. You will take this candle, please.
Oh, that's a bad draft you have in this hall, Garcia. I can hardly keep the candle from blowing out.
This way, please. This is your room, senor. I am in there, across the hall.
Good. Then you can call to me if you get the jumps again.
Or if I see a ghost, eh? Good night, signore.
Good night.
And pleasant dreams.
Pleasant dreams. More apt to have nightmares in a place like this. Not even a fire in here. Looks like an iceberg. The storm's getting nearer. What a clock. Sounds like the knell of doom. 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. After all, midnight. Had no idea it was so late. My watch must have stopped. Says only 11:15. Suppose I forgot to wind it.
Senor Eccles! Senor Eccles, are you still awake?
Well, if I hadn't been, that clock would have wakened me.
So sorry. And never mind. Next time it strikes only once for 1 o'clock.
Yeah, that's a revelation.
What I want to say, senor, is the bell by the bed. If you will ring it in the morning when you wake up, Jose will bring you your hot water.
No, thanks.
Good night again, senor. So far, I have seen no ghosts.
What does he mean by that? Ghosts. This would certainly be the place for them. That storm is going to break any minute now. If that candle wouldn't flicker so. Weird shadows. I don't like the way they move about. Get on my nerves. Better blow the candle out. That'll finish them. Now, if I can get a little sleep. Oh, what a bed. What's that?
So you think you heard a scream, Mr. Eccles?
Well, I wasn't sure. The storm broke at about that time. It may have been a wind.
What a curious evening.
The most curious thing about it was the clock. Do you often let your watch run down, Mr. Eccles?
No, I can't say that I do.
Well, next morning the storm had cleared. I woke about dawn and tossed about half an hour. When I found that I couldn't go back to sleep, I rang for my hot water. That bed should be in a museum. Oh, it's even colder than last night. Confound that, Jose. Where's my hot water? I never did like the country. That fellow's probably still asleep. Maybe if I shout. Jose! I say, Jose! I don't like it. This place is too quiet. Jose! Grogo, where are you? What the deuce? Why doesn't all this bellowing wake Garcia? Must be a sound sleeper. Garcia! Garcia, are you up? Confound the man. Who you don't suppose? Oh, nonsense. I'm getting as jumpy as he was last night. Garcia, wake up! I say, I better go in and see if the man's all right. I say, Garcia, are you? Garcia! What? Well, look here. He's gone. The bed hasn't been slept in. Garcia! Jose! Garcia! I was thoroughly upset, Mr. Holmes. I ran from room to room, shouting. They were empty. The men were gone. My host, the footman, the cook, all vanished in the night.
Quite a unique experience, eh, Watson?
Yes, one of the most... I was furious. So I packed my bag and set off to visit the chief land agent of the village. And I found everything in order. Garcia had rented the place right enough, but even paid 3 months in advance. My next step was to come into town and call at the Spanish embassy.
Yes?
They had never heard of Garcia. That is the end of my story.
Well, I admit it seems to fit in with what we discovered at Wisteria Lodge. We even found a note you spoke of.
But Garcia threw it into the fire. I saw him do it.
He was a dog grate. He overpitched it. I found this crumpled up at the back.
Yes, that's it. I recognize the paper.
Hmm. May I see it?
What's it say?
Our own colors. Green and white. Green open, white shut. Main stair, first corridor, seventh right, green bays. Godspeed. Sign D. Hmm. Woman's writing. An assignation of some sort, I'd say.
Well, why should he turn pale if it was just an amorous intrigue?
It was more than that. She writes Godspeed. It was a serious and dangerous undertaking.
Well, who do you suppose she is? She signed it up D. He was Spanish, and she must have been too. D. R. That might stand for Dolores.
Very good, Watson.
Oh, thank you.
But unfortunately, she wasn't Spanish.
Wasn't Spanish? Why not?
She writes to our Spanish friend in English.
Oh, what?
And there were others in it, too. The envelope is addressed in a different hand, a man's writing. And the print of a man's cufflink has been pressed into the sealing wax. A remarkable note. There's something about it I don't quite like. Hmm. Lestrade, where did you say Garcia was found?
Oxshot Common, about an eighth of a mile from his home. Head battered in.
Footprints?
Well, there weren't any we could see. The rain had washed them out.
Robbed?
No. His watch and money were left intact. Well, Mr. Eccles, if you don't mind stepping around the yard, I'd like your story in writing.
Certainly. I'll come at once. But I should like to retain your services, Mr. Holmes.
I shall be delighted to collaborate with Scotland Yard, if Lestrade doesn't mind.
And what good would it do if I did?
Ah, then it's settled. I suggest we take a run down to Esher, eh, Watson? I find I have a longing for the country.
Yeah, I'm coming too.
Splendid. Suppose we meet tonight at Mr. Garcia's poetic name villa. What was it? Ah, yes. Wisteria Lodge. I fancy it will be a case of chercher la femme.
Chercher... Oh, French. Look for the woman. No. What woman?
The woman who wrote that note. If I'm not mistaken, she's in a decidedly dangerous position.
It's the Adventures of Sherlock Holmes. We'll be back with more right after this short break.
The man in the saddle is angular and long-legged. His skin is sun-dyed brown. The gun in his holster is gray steel and rainbow mother of pearl, its handle unmarked. People call them both the six-shooter.
This lean figure casts his steely gaze out over the violent frontier of the American West. He's a quiet man, but not one to be crossed.
You're going
to
let him kill me, huh?
Nobody's going to kill you, Robbie. Now you just sit tight.
Cash! Cash, I'm coming out!
This ain't your affair, Britt. I told you that.
It's my affair now!
Film legend James Stewart stars in his only continuing radio role as Britt Ponsett, the Six Shooter, in Radio Spirit's 10-CD collection, Gray Steel.
If you're after him, you're after me. I gave my word he'd get the Standish Falls.
Britt, you're forcing me to shoot you down.
That's right. That's just what I'm doing. Ought to be a pretty easy target, Cash. Come on. What are you waiting for?
Think I'm afraid, don't you?
You ought to be.
He had a way of disarming a situation, or a man, if necessary.
Give me your gun, Cash.
Save $15 on The Six Shooter, Gray Steel, today. It's regularly $39.98, but What Radio Was listeners can get it right now for only $24.98. Plus, get free shipping. Just go to radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code SHOOT77.
Well, I'll be doggone.
Get 20 charming and charged up episodes of The Wild West, including the series' original audition recording. Order The Six Shooter, Gray Steel, today at radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code SHOOT77. This offer is available for a limited time only to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
I know deer season is still several months off, but now is a good time to check your stands. I'll share a couple tips of stand maintenance in just a moment.
For over 20 years, Higdon Outdoors has made the best waterfowl decoys in the business. Now they bring that same tradition of painstaking research and development into the world of turkey hunting. Introducing Higdon's new lineup of hard-body decoys. Ultra-lightweight and versatile, these decoys have it all. Realistic high-contrast paint schemes and XHD hyper-feathering detail for each individual feather. And Higdon's Apex stake system delivers natural movement in all conditions. Get real this turkey season with Higdon Outdoors.
When checking stands in the summer, be sure to check all the straps before climbing up. Second, make sure you are tied off and take a buddy with you. Finally, check for wasps or other creatures that sting or bite. They can make a nest in your favorite stand. To learn more, check us out on drawntowildlife.com, where the seasons never end.
And now back to Sherlock Holmes and the Adventure of the Wisteria Lodge on When Radio Was.
Now, Dr. Watson, you and Sherlock Holmes went down to Wisteria Lodge.
Yes, Mr. Beryl. That night found us walking in the neighborhood of Isha. It was pitch black, and there was a wind blowing. Look here, Holmes. Why go plodding about on a night like this? There's another storm brewing up. Why not wait until daylight? It's too dark to see anything now anywhere. Even the road.
Oh, stop grumbling, Watson. We promised Lestrade we'd pick him up at the villa.
Yes, but
besides, we've got to rescue that woman. That note was written under pressure. The writing was shaky. Someone else addressed the envelope, sent it off, and lured Garcia to his death. She's probably being kept prisoner at this moment, unless they've killed her, too.
How are we going to find her?
The note ran, main stair, first corridor, 7th white, green bays. That indicates a large house.
Yes, but there aren't many large houses in the neighborhood.
Quite. Moreover, it had to be a house Garcia could get to, do what he intended to do, and be back by 12 o'clock. Less than an hour's time.
What do you mean?
I mean that Garcia invited our friend Mr. Eccles to visit him with one purpose in mind.
Oh, what was that?
He wanted an alibi. That is why the clock struck 12 when Mr. Eccles' watch indicated it was only 11:15, which was the correct time, by the way. Garcia intended to be somewhere else at 12 o'clock.
Yes, but where?
Somewhere within the radius of a mile. There are only two large houses within this radius. One belongs to Lord Weaverley, a conservative old fellow. He's out of the question. The other, High Gables, was rented just last month by a man who calls himself Henderson, but who looks like a foreigner. The whole house is run by foreign servants, with the exception of an English governess for his little girl.
Do you think that she may be the woman in question?
I only know she has not been seen for the last 3 days.
That looks bad.
Well, if I'm not mistaken, that is a light from Wisteria Lodge shining through the trees.
The stars here ahead of us. Lugubrious looking place. Eh, Holmes?
Yes. One across the driveway. That's Lestrade sitting in the middle of the study with a light beside him. What's the matter with the man? He's as stiff as a ramrod. Tap on the window, Watson.
Oh, it's you. Thank God for that.
What's up, Lestrade? Open the window.
I never expected to see the day when I'd be so glad to see your face, Mr. Holmes. It's been a bad evening.
Here, Watson, step over the sill. That's it. You can close the window behind you. There we are. Now then, Lestrade, what's been giving you the jumps?
Well, it's a lonely, silent house, and what with that queer thing in the kitchen, when I heard you tapping at the window, I thought it had come again.
It? What is it?
The devil, for all I know. I got here a bit earlier. I was sitting here reading a book when all of a sudden something made me look up. And there was a face looking in at me through the lower pane.
Great Scott.
And what was it like?
Well, it wasn't black, and nor was it white. Sort of a clay color. Like it was dead and had earth on it. And the size of it, twice as big as yours.
Good gracious me.
But the look on the face was the worst of it. Great goggle eyes and a line of white teeth like a hungry beast. I tell you, I couldn't move a finger. I just shut my eyes and held my breath, and when I got the courage to look again, it was gone. Like that, into thin air.
Hmm. Let's have a look round the house.
Wait till you see what's in the kitchen.
Well, no time like the present. You know the place, Lestrade. You lead the way.
Not in your life. I'll go with you, but not ahead of you.
Hmm, all right.
Here. Down this corridor to the right.
Watson, you had better hold the lamp. Lestrade's hand doesn't seem to be as steady as usual.
This is the kitchen.
Untidy looking place. Look, what an extraordinary thing. Chicken feathers all over the room.
Yes. A white cock torn savagely to pieces.
And over in that corner is a goat with its throat slit and blood all over the place.
How perfectly beastly.
Yeah, but that's not the worst of it. Look here, Father Sink. Here's something to make your flesh creep.
Ugh, what a sinister, shriveled up thing. Looks like a barbaric doll or a mummified monkey.
That is no doll, Watson. Nor yet a monkey. That was once a human being. A South American native, to be exact.
What?
Down there, some of the wilder tribes have a secret process by which they can dry and dwarf the bodies of their dead enemies until they look like this. It's a voodoo fetish. And all this mess of blood and slain animals indicates a South American voodoo sacrifice. South American. Green and white, of course.
What is it, Holmes?
Never mind, Watson. No time for discussion. Hurry. We must go to High Gables and find the governess. She must be made to talk while she's still able.
We'll be back to wrap up this case of Sherlock Holmes right after this short break.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, Give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hi, I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference in a disaster. When disaster strikes, you want to protect your whole family, including your pets. To help keep your family safe and help our best friends in their worst times, find tips at AmericanHumane.org.
That's the house. Governess's room is at the back. Oh, what's this? Closed carriage without lights drawn up at the front door and baggage piled on top.
They're trying to make a getaway.
We must stop them.
How can we? We've got no warrant.
Thank heavens I'm not a member of the official police. My revolver's warrant enough for me.
Look, look. The front door's opening. Two men are coming out.
The one in the greatcoat is Henderson, as he calls himself. I think I can tell you his real name if I get a look at his face.
They're carrying something between them.
Why, it's a woman.
The governess. Why can't she walk? What have they done to her?
They're putting her in the carriage.
Come on, we must stop them. Now then, hands up, both of you.
Carlo, drive on.
No, you don't, Carlo. One move to pick up those reins and you'll get a bullet through you. Now then, what have you done to that woman?
She's sick. We are taking her to London. You must not stop us.
Lestrade, light the carriage lamp. Watson, take a look at that woman. What seems to be the matter with her?
Pulse? Pupils of eyes?
Oh.
Yes, she's been drugged. Opium. She's half conscious.
You will kill her. She is sick. We must get her to a doctor. Every moment is vital.
No. Don't leave him. He's a devil. He killed Garcia.
Don't listen to her. She's delirious. We must go to a doctor.
I am a doctor, my good man.
Don't worry. She's in good hands. Dr. Watson will take care of her. Now, Lestrade, if you will remove the gentleman's hat so we can have a good look at his face. Aha. As I expected. Lestrade, arrest this man. He is the murderer of Garcia, and heaven knows how many other poor souls.
Yeah, but who is he?
Don Murillo, the Tiger of San Pedro, the most bloodthirsty tyrant that ever ruled a helpless people.
I must say, Dr. Watson, I'm still a bit confused.
Yes, and so was I, Mr. Bell, until the English governess explained the whole thing to me. Don Murillo had been a dictator of the country of San Pedro in South America. Its colors are green and white.
Yes, I know.
He was a terrible man who had no scruples about butchering anyone who stood in his way politically. One of his victims had been the Spanish husband of the English lady who later became Murillo's governess.
Oh, I see.
His reign of terror ended in a revolution, but he managed to escape the country with all the government funds. The inhabitants of San Pedro plotted to bring him to justice, but failed until the Englishwoman managed to worm her way into his household.
So that's why she was there.
Yes, it is. She and a party headed by Garcia planned to kidnap Murillo and take him back to San Pedro where he could be tried for his crimes. Murillo, however, suspected the governess, intercepted her note, and killed Garcia.
Well, that's perfectly clear now. Oh, just one more thing. The hideous face at the window, what was that?
Oh, that was Grogo, Garcia's huge native cook, who was sneaking back to get his voodoo fetish. The shriveled mummy.
That was certainly a blood-curdling story. Sherlock Holmes' mystery was adapted from Sir Arthur Conan Doyle's story, The Adventure of Wisteria Lodge.
Nigel Bruce appeared to the courtesy of California Pictures. The Sherlock Holmes series is produced by Tom McKnight, with original music composed and conducted by Alex Steinert. This is Joseph Bell speaking for Kremel Hair Tonic and Kremel Shampoo, and inviting you to be with us next week at this same time when Dr. Watson will tell us about the adventure of the Harley Street Murders.
From May 12, 1947, as I shared with you earlier, Tom Conway had taken over the role of Sherlock Holmes after Basil Rathbone departed. Rathbone and Nigel Bruce had worked together as Holmes and Watson on radio from 1939 to 1946, while also doing a series of very popular films. Well, did you know that the two actors also did a non-Sherlock movie together? It was the 1944 drama Frenchman's Creek, based on a story by British author Daphne du Maurier. And the female lead in that picture also starred in the film version of du Maurier's novel, Rebecca. Can you name her? I'll provide the answer and wrap up When Radio Was right after this.
You're cheating,
experience love, happiness, and heartache with MusicRewind.com and Sea of Heartbreak. 60 classic country love songs in an extraordinary 3-CD set. Fall in love again with great classic country from the 50s and 60s sung by your favorite artists. Johnny Cash, Jim Reeves, Loretta Lynn, George Jones, Willie Nelson, Patsy Cline, and many more. Enjoy 60 classic country love songs today. Order it at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002. And pay only $19.98 plus get reduced shipping. Just enter or mention promo code COUNTRYLOVE77.
You were living in your tender years.
Touch me. Touch the hand of the man.
Get this 3-CD compilation for just $19.98 and feel those kisses sweeter than wine with Jimmy Rogers and Young Love with Sonny James. Go to MusicRewind.com now or call 800-206-5002. Use promo code COUNTRYLOVE77 to save on shipping. Sea of Heartbreak 60 Classic Country Love Songs now. Just call 800-206-5002 or go to MusicRewind.com. Remember promo code COUNTRYLOVE77.
Please help me, I'm falling.
This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Creeble.
The mayor of a small town in South Carolina spent weeks claiming she had been targeted by a hate crime. She filed a police report saying she and her husband found both their cars covered with a yellow, sticky substance. And she went on a tirade about the history of hate crimes throughout the South. Police investigated but found that the substance was ordinary pollen, which covers thousands of cars parked under trees every spring. Have we become so accustomed to constant news about hate crimes that we see things that just aren't there? This mayor had no evidence, but was quick to jump to conclusions about imaginary criminals. Is America and paranoia so out of control that we now see evil under every tree? Government is supposed to protect the rights of citizens, not participate in the blame game.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Welcome back. Before the break, I was talking about British author Daphne du Maurier. Her story, Frenchman's Creek, was made into a 1944 motion picture featuring Basil Rathbone and Nigel Bruce. But my question was, name the female lead. It was Joan Fontaine, who 4 years earlier had been seen as another du Maurier character in the Oscar-winning film Rebecca. I'm Greg Miller. We're done this time around. Be sure, though, to visit us at the website. It's easy to remember. It's whenradiowas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.